on Yudaled Ador. And for the Bnei HaKrochim, Purim is on Terzvav Ador.
That's my name.
Yeah, and for the Bnei, HaKforim, the people who lived in the villages, Purim is on the Monday or the Thursday before. So the Gemara says, no, they have to have the Sudas Purim, they have to have on Purim. Shalach Manas, they have to have on Purim. Matanas Lev Yainim Shiloh White, it's not on Purim. But the Kriyas HaMegillah, only a dinner Kriyas HaMegillah, and only the Megillah they lay in before. So it's not that that is a Kriya Bizman, it's not a Kriya on Purim, it's not Purim. It's a dinner, the Yotze Kriyas HaMegillah. That was a takana tashrik nes hagdola that they can be yaitzei the kriyas hamegillah the Monday the Thursday before. Most of the rishonim hold that it's only a kula, it's a heter. If they want to, they can lay in the megillah earlier. If they don't want to, they can lay on Purim gufa. But if they want to, they have a kula, they can lay in earlier. Tosis in Yavam seems to disagree. Tosis in the first parak disagrees and says no, that the bnei hakforim are not yaitzei if they lay on Purim. They have to dafke lay on the yom haknis. That kind of Yom
HaKnis. Are they allowed to
lay
in again if they get a minyan on Purim?
Stam or not, they were Yotze already. Stam if they were Yotze already, no. If they weren't Yotze yet, if they didn't lay in on the Monday or the Thursday before, then if you all like Rashi, that it's only a Kula, so let them lay in on Purim and they'll be Yotze then. If you all like Tesis, though, that was a Takanas on Sheikh Tanas HaGadoylo, that they have to lay in Dafka and the Yom HaKnis, so even though it's not Purim, so the Stam would not. They wouldn't be able to lay in on Purim. Why Bismanazeh? The Gemara gives the whole reason why. It's a historical reason why that din doesn't apply any longer Bismanazeh. So Rav makes this distinction. Whenever you yotze kriyas hamegillah bismano, in other words, on Purim, on the proper Bisman, then you can be yotze whether biyachad or betziba, filo biyachad. But if you lay in shaloi bismano, if you're laying, let's say, the bnei hakforim are laying on the Monday or the Thursday before Purim, that's called the Yom HaKnisa. Or let's say Purim falls out on Shabbos. In our calendar, Purim never falls out on Shabbos. But in Shushan Purim, sometimes falls out on Shabbos. So when Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, the Gemara says that there's a takonas fachamim not to lay in the Megillah on Shabbos. Hakol chayavim bekriyas on Megillah, vein hakol bekim bekriyas. So everybody's obligated to lay in the Megillah, and not everybody knows how to lay. Zeir the Rabbi, Shema Yavi Renu Dalar Amos B'shus HaRab. Maybe he'll carry the Megillah in the street on Shabbos to go to a boki that he should lay for him. So they made Zeir the Rabban that whenever Purim or Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, you're not permitted to lay. So what do they do when it falls out on Shabbos? So they have an alternative either to lay. So when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, they just don't lay at all. You don't lay. But when Purim falls out on Shabbos, they didn't mavakel a whole let's say the sukkah falls out on Shabbos, they just don't shake the lulav. That's all fact. But when Purim falls out on Shabbos, they didn't just say you won't lay in the Megillah. No. So they said lay in the Megillah on another day. We have dinim, you can lay in the Megillah on another day. So here also they said when Purim falls out on Shabbos, lay on another day. So which day should you lay on? So either you lay in a day later or you lay in a day earlier. So the Gemara says a day later you can't because it says Velayavah. So they made a takani lay in a day earlier. So that's also they're laying the Megillah Shaloi Bizman. Whenever they lay in the Megillah, Shaloi Bizmano, so Rav says, then you have to have a minion.
Rashi made the time because, by Yom HaKnisa, that's lame because it's felt in Pasum and Nisa. The same is true whether he lays there when the day of Purim, if he lays by himself, there's no Pasum and Nisa by Yom. There's no Pasum and Nisa by Yom.
The Yom is
the difference whether the Yom is
the Pasum and Nisa. The Yom is the Pasum and Nisa.
The
Yom is the Pasum and Nisa.
It's a good kasha. Something like that.
It could be that if it falls on Shabbos the day before, and Shabbos, that is Bismano. Because the Tachoma Ma'akeh Shabbos when they gave the Gilim Nasik. And they made the Friday is the Yom Shalom and Tisha B'Av, so you have the same Shabbos.
The Shabbos, when did they have the Suda? So Shabbat, when Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos and they lay in the Megillah on Erev Shabbos, so when do they have the Suda? So when the Shaila and Mogad Avram and the Poskim and Achron, when do they have? So many Poskim say they have the Suda on Shabbos. Okay, either Shabbos or Sunday. Right. Some say Shabbos, some say Sunday, but no one says that you have the Suda on Friday. So you see, it's not like Tisha B'Av, that whenever Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, then here for the Rishonim hold that you fast on Sunday, the Sunday was the Ika Takana. Whenever Tisha B'Av falls on our Shabbos, then the Takana was to fast on Asiri B'Av. It's not a Nitche. That's the Sam Rishonim hold. It's not a Nitche. But over here, you can't say, whenever Shushan Purim falls on our Shabbos, that was the Takana that the Bnei HaKrochim also celebrate Purim on Yudal. No? Well, arrived that they don't have the Suda on Friday. They have either on Shabbos or on Sunday, but not on Friday. So you see, it's a din that you're Magdim Kriyas HaMegillah before Purim. Purim is either is Shabbos. They say Al Anisim
on Shabbos.
They don't say Al Anisim on Shabbos, right? So they don't say on Shabbos. That's a kriya shalai bizman. That's the problem, right? Those are problems in the Gemaras, right? To figure out when they do the other bits. So Rav makes such a distinction, and Rav Asi says ben bizman ben shalai bizman or ba'asoro. You always have to have a minyan. Whether you're laying the Megillah on Purim, you're laying the Hagdom. Haviyuvde, once they had a problem, Rav apparently didn't daven in shul or whatever, there was barely a minyan. The Choshle Rav, Vahadir Rabasi, it would have been easier for Rav to read the Megillah without a minyan. It was on Purim. It would have been easier for him to lay the Megillah on a minyan, and he was Choshish for Ravasi's opinion. So the top taste, it says, Haviyuvde, Vahoshle Rav, Vahadir Rabasi, even though Rav was Choshish for Ravasi, but we don't pass like them. We call them Hilchas Gavosim to Rav. Why? Because Rav Yechonon holds like Rav. You have Rav and Rav Yechonon both agree that you can lay the Megillah on Aminyan. So if it's Rav and Rav Yechonon against Rav Asi, so it's 2-1. So you pass like Rav and Rav Yechonon. Where do you see the Rav Yechonon's name doesn't appear on this daf? Where they dig up Rav Yechonon from Daf Yutes of Kis. The Rav Yechonon says on Daf Yutes, the Perek Sheni, Daf Yutes, the Koma, Hakori b'Megillah Haksuva b'en Haksuvim, Lo Yotzo. If you have a Megillah Sester that's written separately, like we have a Megillah Sester, a separate cloth, so then it's good, you lay the Megillah. What if you have a Megillah that's written together? Let's say Esther, Ruas, Koheles, Eicho, Shir Hashirim, all together on one big cloth, all on one big scroll. So Rav Yechonon says you're not Yotze. So the Gemara says, why you're not Yotze? But it has everything written there. It's worse just because it has another couple of Svarim stuck in. Let's say you have in the yeshiva, a lot of yeshivas, they lay in haftarahs from a klap also. It has to be dafka klap, Sefer Yeshua separately, and Sefer Shmuel separately. If you have Shmuel, if you have, let's say, Yeshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim, all on one klap, is also good. No din has to be dafka separate, like a Sefer Torah. You have Bereish, Shmuel, Sefer, you can buy Midrash,
because you read one part of the Shmuel, you don't read the whole Shmuel.
Okay.
Here you read the whole
Megillah. We only lay in the Shabbos, only lay in Parshas Vayikra. We lay from a whole Sefer Torah that has Bereish, Shmos, and you have to lay.
Sefer Torah you don't have to have it, but Megillah maybe you have to have it. There are different okay. Dinim by Megillah that they don't have by
Sefer
Torah.
Yeah. So Rabbi Yechonon makes such a statement. If you lay in the Megillah, Aksuvah, Ben Aksuvah, if you don't have a Sefer Megillah, you're not Yotze. But then the Gemara modifies it. The Gemara says, Umasik, and the Maskonis HaGemara is that it's not so Toshik. Ho B'yachid, Ho B'tzibur. If you're laying in B'yachid, then you may lay, you would be Yotze with a Megillah HaKsuvah Ben HaKsuvim. If you lay in B'tzibur with a minion, then you're not Yotze if it's Ksuvah Ben HaKsuvim, because when you lay in B'tzibur, you have to have more Pesumi Nisa, and if it's together with, it's not a separate Megillah, it's together with other Svarim, Tehillim Mishlei of Megillah says, it's stuck in together with others, so there's less Pesumi Nisa. Apparently not.
So
places says
so nobody knows.
Yeah, but let's say everybody's going to see that if they finish laning, there's still more. He starts in the middle, so it'll be obvious that he didn't read from the beginning to the end. He only read part. He only read the Megillah Esther part. So places said, you see from that Gemara, we'll see. Places said, you see from that Gemara that it's Gemara. There exists a Metzias that somebody's reading the Megillah B'yokim. If you hold like this mandama, if you hold like Rav Asi, the Beim is Bana Ben Shloim is Mano, you can't be Yotze unless you lay in Basara. So what does Rav Yechonon say that the Yochid you Yotze even the Megillah Ksuvah Ben Aksuvah? So you see from the Gemara there that Rav Yechonon holds that there is a Hechatintu that someone's laying the Megillah the Yochid without a minute. So it must be that it's Bismano, and he holds like Rav. So if you have Rav and Rav Yechonon both agree and Rav Asi disagrees, so we pass like Rav and Rav Yechonon. That's La Loch. Of course, if Rav was Choshish for Rav Asi, that he tried to lay in B'tzibur, so Mustama, we should also be choshish lachatchila to lay in B'tzibur. Obviously, you see from the Gemara that there's more of a kiyum to lay in Kriyas HaMegillah B'tzibur than B'yochid. You see that it's more of a hider somehow. What is a hider? That's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. The Or Zeruah raises that child. The halacha says here from this daf on daf hamad aleph, you see beferish that there's a yichus in having kriyas hamegillah b'tzibur, and it doesn't seem to be the general universal din of kol ha'torah kula of beroy vam hadras melech. But the Mishnah says in Yume that when the kain gadol does the hagrole, when the yishiti does the shiluach hasor la'azazel, when everybody does the avodah, so there's an inyan of beroy vam hadras melech to have as many yidden as possible watching when he does the avodah. So that's a general din in all mitzvahs. Beroy vam hadras melech, have many yidden. But here it seems that it's a special din dafke to have a minyan. Once you have 10 people, so it's already, this inyan is fulfilled. B'tzibur, b'tzibur nisa, b'asara. And then to have more people, that's a different union. That's Beroi Vam Havismat, to have as many people as possible. This is a special, unique union that's Miyuchadavka to Pesuminis. That's the Parsha Pshat in the Gemara. So that's what the Yozarua raises the Shaila. Since this is not really, it's not a Dovish Abigdusha that you need a minion, not learned that from a Pasuk, it's an union of Pesuminis. So maybe for the purpose of Pesuminis, Noshim should be Mitzurif, and maybe not. So that's how the Yozarua is mistaken. So then at the end, the Yozarua comes to the conclusion that yes, first he raises the Shaila, and then he concludes that yes, he thinks that women are Mitzurif. Why not? It's not a Dovish Abigdusha, women should be Mitzurif. Another Rishonim disagree, they hold that no. Rishonim and Brachas have a Mefurish and Machlokes. The tour quotes the two opinions, whether let's say someone's laying in the hospital or at home, and you don't have so many people, you have five men and five women. So is that good enough? You have Basor, or should you try to be Mahadir to have Dafke 10 men, to have that Hidr also if possible? Yeah, that's why the women are Mechuyim, because often Hoybiyot's on this, and Mechuyim increase in the gift. So it's interesting, the Hagos on the side of the Rosh, the Hagos Oshri, quotes the suffix from the Yozarua, and he doesn't quote the next line. The next line, the Yozarua raises the Shaila, and then he's Poshet the Shaila, and they relate that it is good that women are Mitzurif, because it's not that you really need a minion, you just need Pesuminis, so women are Mitzurif. Now, Gosashri doesn't quote the whole Yozarua, just quotes the suffix. So the Ramah in Orechayim, the Ramah in the Darke Moshe didn't have an Yozarua pound. He just had the Hagosashri, so he quotes the Hagosashri, B'shem Yozarua is Mistapek, that the women are Mitzurif or not, so he says, therefore you should go to Chumra. Since it's a suffix, the Yozarua should go to Chumra. The Yozarua himself is Pesha that he goes to the Kuba. But the Magen Avraham points out that the Ramah quotes it as a suffix. So Dal Mehacha, forget about the Yozarua, that the Yozarua had a suffix and then he was Pesha Lahakel. The Tur quotes him a Furisha Machlekes and in Brachas and Daf and Shloshi Shachlo. The first Daf and Perik Shloshi Shachlo and Brachas, it's an explicit Machlekes in the Rishonim where the women are Matsura for the purposes of Kriyas HaMegillah B'tzibur or not. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah quotes it, since it's a machlokes, since it's a suffix, so you should always be mahadir dafke to try whatever possible to have 10 men v'shas kriyas hamigilah.
Why don't we have the same thing by pursuing this by the good? If you say if you're all alone, you should say the good for yourself. Not that you're pursuing this. So why shouldn't we look after
10? Why not try that? I don't know.
But
it's a thing of the secret season fire. He's asking. If for this Pesuminis, you require the
Hatchila
10, so why not do it? We have these three mitzvahs. Same kasha, same kasha. Why not by Ner Chanukah and by Arba Kaisos?
But according to this, one of the Shishanim would say, you must have 10 males. I'll leave it to Rav Asi. Why is then this?
Oh, that's what we'll get.
What happens in shul if you don't have a minion? Like
no, that's just the Feirish now.
That
minig, no. The hadlokas neres chanik in shul is not a din. That's only a minig. That's only a minig. Right. So that minig is only if you have a minion in shul. In fact, Rabbi Yankif Emden has a machlokes with other achrayim. What about on Friday afternoon? And the minion is going to come late. Minyan for Mincha is going to come later. Normally, light Chanukah and Eris and Shul between Mincha and Meir. And on Friday, a lot of times, the Minyan for Mincha is so late right before Shkia, if you'll light the candles after Mincha, it'll be already Bein Hashmasha. So the Chazan has to light before Mincha. What if there's no Minyan yet at the time that he lights before Mincha? So the Maharil says it's okay. You can say the Brach, the Chazan can say the Brach on Eris Chanukah before Mincha, even though there's no Minyan, because there's going to be a Minyan. If you expect to have a minion coming later to see the Neris and Shul, the Chazan can say a bracha on the Havokah. Rav Yankif Emden disagrees and he says, no, you can only say the brachas if you actually have a minion, b'shas ha-havokah. That's how Rav Soloveitchik said, b'shem his father, z'chanan. His father thought like Rav Yankif Emden on this, that the Chazan can only say the brachas if you actually have the minion there. That was the whole, the minion only was, when you have a minion, when you have a minion.
If the minion didn't come in, if he thought the minion would come and he didn't have a minion,
the Gloy Muslim Mafia was a bracha. What? But the bracha is only when you're going, when it's going to be seen by me. So here is a shaila. This machloik is Rav and Ravasi, where they need a minion for Kriya Samigil on Purim. When you have a Kriya Mukdemes, Shaloi Bizman, if you're laying early, then you certainly need a minion. If you're laying on Purim, then it's a machloik. Is this a machloik? All these dinim that we're discussing on this daf, is this whole issue the Hatchila or is this even B'diyevet? Because you just ask a kasha, that's a kasha that Balamor asked. Balamor asked a kasha, what's going on over here? that they say you have to lay the Megillah b'tzibur. Shaloi b'zmana, b'zmana is a machloikes. How come it's not mentioned in the Mishnah later? Mishnah later in the Masechta lists off all of the mitzvahs that require a minyan. It says v'chazaras hashatz, v'chazdusha, v'duchanin, v'chazkriyas ha'tayra, and haftara, all the different things that need a minyan. So why doesn't it mention that Kriyas HaMegillah needs a minyan? That's his kasha. Where's that Mishnah?
That would be a kasha
avasi.
Right,
the Mishnah of Gimel Amud Beis. Mishnah of Gimel Amud Beis lists off all the things that need a minyan. Hazaras Hashatz and Kaddish and Kedusha and Bolchon, Kriyas HaTayrin, Tachomi Aveilin, Birchas Aveilin, the Bank Mezumin, right? So there's all the things that need a minyan. The Frekta Akasha, why doesn't it mention Shura? In the cemetery one, you have the Shura, so you have to have a minyan. Right? Ain't Shura Pchusami Asura. That's the Gemara. In Sanhedrin, ain't Shura Pchusami Asura. If you don't have a minyan, so you don't make a Shura. The din of Tanchumi Avelim B'tzibur. There's Nichum Avelim B'yochel and Nichum Avelim B'tzibur. So you have to have that.
Where?
Tanchumi Avelim. The Stamma, yeah? I don't know.
Some say this is Birchas Avelim or Birchas Avelim.
Yeah.
Based on.
Yeah, they're two different things. Birchas Avelim is one thing and Tanchumi Avelim is another thing. Right? Two different things. Right? So the Baal HaMor is bothered with this kasha. Why doesn't it mention in the Mishnah that you have to have a minyan for Kriyas HaMegillah? Rabbi Rabbi Yassi both say you need a minyan. They just argue when. The Mishnah doesn't mention anything at all. So he says, Araya, that everything we're discussing in this Gemara is all a hatchila. That Mishnah goes on Chav Gimel Beis, that goes Likuvah. You cannot duchen, period, if you don't have a minyan. You cannot have a Chazaras HaShatz at all if you don't have a minyan. You cannot lay Kriyas HaTorah, Kaddish Kedusha Baruch if you don't have a minyan. Here, everybody knows he can lay in the Megillah. Bizmana, Shlev, Bizmana. Stachmini, Kol Yisrael. Everybody knows he lay in the Megillah without a minyan. They're just arguing, Lachatchila. Is there a Hidur in having a minyan? So, Shaloi, Bizmana, Yavarad is a Hidur. And Bizmana is a Machlekes Rav Ravasi. Taisus doesn't seem to hold like that. Taisus that we just learned on Heyom and Aleph says they're going to prove that Rabbi Yechanan holds like Rav. And since Rabbi Yechanan agree that on Purim you can lay Kriyas HaMegillah without a minyan, that's the din that we don't pass from this. Rabbi Yechanan against Rav Asi, so we don't pass from Rav Asi. How do they prove that Rabbi Yechanan doesn't say a word over here? Because Rabbi Yechanan on Daf Yutes says that there exists a hechetimtze of Kriyas HaMegillah b'yochid without a minyan, and people are yoytze. The Megillah haksuvah ben haksuv mi yoytze if you lay in it b'yochid. So Tosfos says if you would hold like Rav Asi, that Kriyas HaMegillah ben bizmana ben shaloi bizmana requires asara, requires a minyan, so it's never gemot. There is no hechetimtze of Kriyas HaMegillah b'yochid. Period. So that's a right. Then he holds like Rav that there exists a Kriyas HaMegillah b'yochid dahainu bizmana anpur. What's the hechoche? If you hold like the Baal HaMor, that the whole discussion Rabbi Yechanan is only in the level of lechatchila, but b'diyevet everybody holds if you lay in the Megillah b'yochid you'd be yoytze. So Rabbi Yechanan is lecholadeis. Rabbi Yechanan says there is a hechetimtze. There exists a metzias of laying the Megillah b'yochid. Everybody holds. Rav agrees. Rabbi Yechanan agrees. Rav Asi agrees. Everybody holds. The Mishnah doesn't mention on Daf Chav Gimel you need a minyan. Savad, it's not miyakid. They're just pilpuling about lechatchilas. And Rabbi Yechanan doesn't talk about lechatchilas. He talks about b'diyevet. So what's the right? So from the fact that Tosis introduces Rabbi Yechanan to demonstrate that Rabbi Yechanan holds like Rav, so you see that Tosis holds not like the Baal HaMor. They hold like the Ramban. That the discussion on our daf is likuvin. It's not lahatchila only. It's a real discussion to the eved. If you lay in the Megillah b'yochid, are you yoytze or not? What do you do with the Mishnah daf chav gimel? The Baal HaMor is kash, and the Mishnah daf chav gimel lists off all the things that need a minyan, and it doesn't say Kriyas HaMegillah. So it's all right. Kriyas HaMegillah doesn't need a minyan. That's the Baal HaMor is kash. So the Ramban has his teret. The Ram on the Rif quotes the Ramban, and the Ramban on the bottom of the daf in the Mohammed has the teret. He says no. The Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel is not listing off everything that needs a minyan. Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel only lists off those things that are chayves at tzibur. That you're only mechuyev if you have a tzibur. Kriyas HaMegillah is not a chayves at tzibur. That's a chayves at yochid. That's what Rabbi says. Why are you not permitted to lay in the Megillah when Purim falls on Hashabbos? Hakol chayovim b'kriyas HaMegillah. It's a chayves at yochid. Then hakol b'kiyim. Everybody's obligated to lay in the Megillah. Not every yochid of yochid knows how to lay in. But there's a gzeira, he may carry the Megillah to a balkari to lay in for him. So that's only Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Achreinim ask, they quote, Achreinim quote the name of the Vilna Gaon, this Kasha and Teretz.
What about Brichas Chassanim then? You can be Yotzu without the Megillah.
No.
There's some Rishonim, no?
No. The Shevet Brachas by the Chuppah, you mean like this. No, you mean a different thing. The Shevet Brachas by the Chuppah, you can only say if you have a minion. If you don't have a minion, you can't say. Now that there's a machlekes in the Shulchan Aruch, can they get married? Can you shtel a Chuppah without a minion? So you won't say the Shevet Brachas. Can you shtel a Chuppah without Bracha? So why not? Let's say I do a mitzvah without a Bracha. The Bracha is not miyakeh. So I won't say the Bracha. So some Paskim, some Rishonim hold, the Beishmul quotes machlekes, the Rajb and other Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that here by the Chuppah, the Bracha is not miyakeh in the Nisuin. Because the lashon of the brayse maseches kala is the kala b'loy bracha asur lebay lekanida. Then they say kala b'loy chuppah, kala b'loy nisun. The lashon of brayse is kala b'loy bracha asur lebay lekanida. So the mashmoes of the simple translation of the word sounds like that the birchas nisun is ma'akev in the nisun. And since everybody agrees that the minyan is ma'akev in the brachas, so if you don't have a minyan, you can't say the brachas. So you can't have a nisun. That's a shaila. Can you shtel a chuppah? Eris and birchas eris and lachatchila, you need a minyan. But if there's any slight shas atchak, if there's any difficulty, so you don't need a minyan. All you need are two kosher eidim for birchas erisin. And the erisin will be chal. But the birchas nisuin, that's the din that for sure you need a minyan. That's liikuvah. If you don't have a minyan, you can't say it. And the Beis Shmuel quotes the machlokes harishonim at Eben Ezra, can you shtel achuppah without a minyan, knowing in advance that you won't be able to say the birchas nisuin? But some say yeah, and some say no. That's the shalom. But the birchas nisuin is ma'akev in the nisuin. Is makom lechuppah, but without a minyan you don't say the birchas nisun. So this is the Ramban's answer. The Ramban says the Mishnah of ein parsim al mashma b'pachas mi'asore, and you don't duchen, you don't learn kriyas atar, you don't say mafta, you don't say chazoras hashatz and so on. The Mishnah is only listing off those mitzvahs that are chayves atzibur. If you don't have a minyan, the whole chiyuv doesn't get off the ground at all. So the Mishnah lists off kriyas atar, chazoras hashatz, kaddish, kedusha, baruchu. Those are chayves atzibur. It's not going to mention Kriyas HaMegillah. Even if you hold like Ravasi, that the minyan is always Meyakeh B'Yeved, Dein Bizmana Ben Shalev Bizmana, the minyan is Meyakeh B'Yeved, but no one will say that Kriyas HaMegillah is a Chavis HaTzibur. No, it's a Chavis HaYochid. It's a Chavis HaYochid, which you cannot fulfill with less than a minyan. Yeah, HaKakos Dish. Yeah, that's a different, thing. It's a desdin. It's a different din against him. That's a you need, whenever you make Pidyon Hegdish, yeah, but that's clearly a different din. Birchas Chasanim, that's okay. Birchas Chasanim is okay. You only have the chiyuv to say Birchas Chasanim when you have a minyan. But you don't have a minyan, isn't it? That's okay. Also, Mestam is also chayves atzibur. Mestam is right. If you have a tzibur, then the mechuyev to say Birchas Chasanim. If you don't have a tzibur, there's no chiyuv to say it all. That's okay. Birchas Chasanim is also okay. That's how the Ramban says, that Kriyas HaMegillah is a Chavis HaYochid, and these Mandomim and Adav, Rav Rabasi, what they're saying is, you have a Chavis HaYochid, you can only fulfill your Chavis HaYochid, the Tzibur, if you have a minion. But they didn't say that it's a Chavis HaTzibur, but the Ramban says that's why it doesn't belong in that Mishnah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik told us, that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, always used to be makbid to hear Kriyas HaTorah on Sheni V'Chamishi, even when he was traveling, when he was busy, whatever, and he couldn't daven b'tzibah, when he wasn't able to get a minyan for tefillah b'tzibah, but then he would be on the train, he would always make a point of getting off of the train, stopping at some community, and getting together a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah. Even if it'd be Monday afternoon or Thursday afternoon, he would scrape together people in town who hadn't yet heard Kriyas HaTorah to lay. The Rav used to do it also. A lot of times he used to come into New York by train on Monday morning or a Shchodesh or something like that, and he couldn't make it minyan. He had to leave. He had to daven yechidus early, he had to leave early. So he would always ask after the shir, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, he would always ask, is there anybody who missed Kriyas HaTorah this morning? And everybody would raise their hand, half the class would raise their hand. Yeah. And then he said, okay, we'll put together a minyan. He used to say, Rav Chaim held that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chavis HaYochid. It's a Chavis HaYochid, which you can only fulfill the tzibur, but it's a Chavis HaYochid, tefillah b'tzibur is not a chiyah. Tefillah b'tzibur is a kiyum, that if you daven b'tzibur, you stand a better chance of having your prayers answered. What are we daven for? Because we want the Rebbeinu Shem to answer our tefillah. So the Gemara says in Soita, the Gemara says in Brachas, Henkel kabir lo yimus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu moyes b'tfilos harabim, that if you daven b'tzibur, you stand a better chance of having the tefillah answered. But it's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv. So if you can't, say you can't. But Kriyas HaTorah, that he held was a chayves atzibur. So he said that he remembers as a young child that He didn't visit Rav Chaim that often. I think he said he only visited Rav Chaim twice in his whole lifetime. So he said that on one occasion, when he was about to travel to Brisk to visit Rav Chaim, so the other grandfather, Velya Pruzhina, he lived in Pruzhin most of the time, Rav Soloveitchik, so that his other grandfather told him, when you go visit the other Zayda, tell him that he's wrong. That the other Zayda, Rav Chaim, holds that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvus HaYochid, Zoktim that the Ramban and Megillah says Fakir. This Ramban and Megillah, on this daf, hey, the Ramban answers the Balamor's kasha like that. How come on our daf, Rav Ravasi say you need a minion for Kriyas and Megillah? Why isn't it mentioned in the Mishnah? So whereas the Balamor gives his teretz, the Rav Ravasi are just discussing everything on a level of the Chatchila, not the Diyevet. And the Mishnah goes on, the Mishnah is only listing of things that the Diyevet. Ramban holds like Tesis, that the Gemara over here is talking about the Diyevet, that the minion is Likuvah. And still it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. How are you talking? So the Ramban, quoted by the Ran, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, and Kriyas HaTorah quotes this. He says that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvus HaTzibur. Everything in the Mishnah there is a Chayvus HaTzibur, it's not a Chayvus HaYochid. And our daf, we're talking about a Chayvus HaYochid, which you cannot fulfill unless you have a minion. It's a different story, so that's why the Mishnah wouldn't mention it. And daf Tov Gimel on
this. He spoke about Kriyas HaTorah, remember, it's a snowstorm, the whole shul comes out. But you have to do
next week.
Next week,
right, the Rishayim quote that they were davening in shul on Shabbos, and then the Crusaders came. They came to make tzaras, so all the Eden ran away. After Shabbos, in the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei, everybody ran away, and they were hiding for a couple of days until the Goyim, until the Meshugayim went away. So then the next Shabbos, it says it was peaceful, so they got together. So the Rishayim quote the Ma'aser, they lay in the Kriyas HaTorah of last Shabbos and this Shabbos. They lay like mechubarim. Like Matas Masim Mechubar. They gave the Kohen's Aliyah was twice as long, the Levi's Aliyah was twice as long. They just like two sedars, as if it would be Mechubar and Yachar. So the Shari Ephraim says this Chiddush, that the only time you make sort of Tashlum, the only time you have to make up last week's sedar on this week, is only if last week the Tzibur got together and they were Mechuyiv in Kriyas HaTorah because they started to daven and then they ran away in the middle. But what happens if there was a snowstorm and no one went to shul? There just was no minyan in shul. So the Sharia Prime writes that there never was a chiyuv in the first place last Shabbos to have Kriyas HaTorah. So when they get together to the Shabbos, they don't lane last week's Seder. They only lane this week's Seder. That's what the Sharia Prime says. Others disagree. Others disagree because they hold that the Tzibur always has a chiyuv to lane all the Parshiyos HaTorah during the Shabbos HaShana. So if they couldn't lane last week, so you should make up this week.
Right.
So from this Gemara you see on the Afam and Aleph that there certainly is a difference between Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yoch and Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibah. That Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibah somehow enhances the Kriya and it makes it up as more of a Pesuminis. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Yerushalmi. The Gemara says later that the brachas that we recite before and after the Megillah are different. The brachas that we say three brachas before the Kriyas HaMegillah. Al Mikra Megillah and Shu'as HaNisim and Shachyana. So the brachas that we say before the Kriyas HaMegillah, that's a chayva. Yimuchuyiv min Rabbanan, to lay the Megillah, Yimuchuyiv min Rabbanan, to recite the brachas, Kol HaMitzvot, Kulam, Mevarach Aleihem, Oivel Asiyas. You have to say those three brachas before. The bracha, Harodesh Rivein, Adonis Dineinu, that the Mishnah says, depends on the Mok Mishanagu. That's a minig. Mok Mishanagu, Levarech, Yivarchu. Mach mishnagu shalai levarech, lo yivarchu. That's the Mishnah later on. That depends on the minigam machum. That's the Mishnah on daf chaf aleph amen al. The first Mishnah in the third parak. Hakoris ha-megillah oimid v'yoshu, you can lay either sitting or standing, it doesn't matter. And then it says on the second line, mach mishnagu levarech yivarech, shalai levarech, lo yivarech. And the Gemara comments that that halacha, that it depends on mach mishnagu, it's only with respect to the bracha shel achareh, but the bracha shel lefaneh is a chayva because kol ha-mitzvos kulam mevarach aleihem oivel asiyos. That's how the Gemara says. So the Yerushalmi, that's the Gemara on the top of chafalo from the base and 10 lines from the top. Amar Abaye lo shanu ela liachareh avol lefaneh mitzvah levarach. Mitzvah means that it doesn't depend on the minhag amok. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the name of the Yerushalmi that this minhag to say a bracha lachareh is only b'tzibur. In B'yochid, you don't say a bracha shel achareh. Why? Because the Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur is a different Chalashem Kriya from the Kriya. B'yochid, the Kriya B'Tzibur is more of a Pesumi Nisa. That's what's Mukha from the whole Gemara, Daf Hei Menal. If you lay in B'yochid, you don't have a minion, so you don't say the bracha shel achareh. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The Biur Agro, the Vilna Goyen, disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, and he says that they misunderstood the Yerushalmi. That he says, you look in the Yerushalmi, it's talking about Kriyas HaTorah. It's not talking about Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah, why does it make a difference whether you lay in the Yochad or you lay in the Tzibur? The Kriyas HaMegillah, you have the same key in them anyway. Unless you hold the Shiloh Bizmano, you're not Yoitz, but Meretuch Bizmano. We're not laying on the Yom HaKnisa, We're not talking about the Bnei HaKarachim who are laning a day earlier. We're laning on Purim. So as far as we're concerned, the Goyen says, why should it make a difference? That's what he tells. Why should it make a difference whether you lane B'yochid, you lane B'tzibur? If there's a minute to say a bracha shalach harav, should apply equally to Tzibur and B'yochid. He says, from the context of the Yerushalmi, he claims that it's mashma muchach, that it's talking about Kriyas HaTorah. That when a Yochid goes to learn, so he says Birchas HaTorah in advance, and then he sits and he learns. When he finishes, he doesn't say bracha shalach harav. Masheni kein in shul, when you learn Kriyas HaTorah, so whoever finishes his aliyah, says a bracha shalach harav. Rabbi Breuer is a kind of bracha. Washington Heights used to tell a story, somehow he was very fond of this story. In his family, that they lived with a lot of chaloimus. He used to live with chaloimus. So he said that he had an older brother, Rav Shlomo Breuer, that was his father, Rav Shlomo Breuer. Yeah. He had an older brother, forgot his name, who once went to the father. He lived in a different community in Europe. He went to the father to learn with him in Frankfurt for a few weeks on vacation. Then he went back home. So he went back home. He had a dream that he was learning with the father. And after he finished learning, the father told him, close your Gemara and say Ashenasam La'antara Semes. Say the bracha shalach harav. And he was all shaken up, he was all nervous, he didn't know what it meant. So he sent a letter to the father, he asked him, what does it mean? So the father didn't want to answer, and a week later he died. The son died. So this Rabbi Breuer used to tell over this story that it means that you never say a bracha shalach harav after you finish learning the yoga, because you're not finished. That's how the Rishon said, you're not finished. But see, but the Chachamim never required that you should learn the whole Torah and keep on learning and learning. People have to go to work. They can't sit in the shul and hear the Kriyas HaTorah all day long. So when you finish the Aliyah, that you mechuyav. So you say a bracha shalach harav. But the Yochid, you never say a bracha shalach harav because you never finished. There is no lachreel. And this guy had a dream. He was the Talmud Chacham. He had a dream that his father told him, close the Gemara and say the bracha shalach harav. So all the members of the family understood that was a bad siman. It means that he's finished. That's the end of his life. Say a bracha shalach harav. That was a siman that he was going to die. So that's what the Goyen claims, that Yerushalmi, that you don't say a bracha shalach harav, the Yochid goes on Kriyas HaTorah, that you don't say a bracha shalach harav, because you're not finished. But on Kriyas HaMegillah, it doesn't make any difference. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that he thinks that the minig is like the Vilna Goyen. That you say, Arovis Yerivenu, Adonis Dineinu, even the Yochid. That's what he writes. The Mishnah Berurah writes, he thinks that the minig is like the Shulchan Aruch. I think the Aruch HaShulchan must have lived in, they lived in different communities. The Aruch HaShulchan must have lived there in Lithuania, b'miyuchad. I think the Mishnah Berurah, the Chavetz Chaim traveled around more. It's another community. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. And most Balabatim follow Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Europe. It wasn't so popular. Aruch HaShulchan wasn't that popular. Mishnah Berurah, Bir Agro wasn't so popular. So I think in most communities, the minig is like the Mishnah Berurah writes, that you don't say Harabas Rivenu unless you have a minyan. So that's a shaila. What if you have five men and five women? Do you say the brocha or not? So the Ramah says that that's a sveika divina. Whether women constitute, women are mitzvah to this minyan or not. So since it's a machloikin, so the proper thing is not to say the brocha.
The whole purpose is by suing is it makes sense why women shouldn't be mitzvah.
That's a good taina. That's a good taina.
If by suing is a pshat, then if pshat is a dovish, then Amazon by suing. Yeah, it's called suing is in order to have it.
Right. So somebody showed him explain why. They stelt so there's a Gemara in the first perik in Nidah that there's a din of Safik Tumer Birshus Hayachid Sveika Lechumra and Safik Tumer Birshus Haram and Sveika Lekula. So what's the definition of Birshus Hayachid and Birshus Haram? So the Gemara has two definitions. One of the definitions is when you have three people. When you have three people, but my Berachid all together, if you have one person here and two people in that corner and they're very far apart from each other, then it's a Birshus Hayachid. But if they're all three are together near each other, in close proximity, that's called the Rishus HaRav. Even though it's a private place, locked in, no one has the right to come in, that's defined as a Rishus HaRav. So some Rishonim say in the beginning of Maseches Nidah that just like women are not mitzurif to make a minyan, women are not mitzurif to constitute a Rishus HaRav. Why? Because women are not mitzurif to make anything considered public. The Rabbanu Shalom wants the women to lead a private life. They should live bitznias. So even when they get together, they're not mitzurif to constitute a Psashem Rabim or Tzibur. So that's why 10 women don't constitute a minyan, and that's why 3 women are not mechuyev. Places sheet, the 3 women are not mechuyev to bench mezumah. It's optional. It's a rishus. It's a simple reading of the Gemara. Brach is mashma like that. That by 3 women bench mezumah, it's only rishus. It's not a chayit. The Vilna Gaon Paskin is not so. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Vilna Gaon Paskin is like the Rosh. That it's a chayva. The 3 women who eat together are mechuyev to bench mezumah. Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't understand how come the minig is not so, that people are always looking out for mitzvahs, always looking out for chumras, and he's never heard that 3 women should be marked with bedavka to bench mizum to be choshes for the goyim sheep. The minhag olam in most places is not like that. We assume that three women is only reshus to bench mizum. And why? So that's what the rishonim said, because women are never mitzurif to constitute a shem rabim or a shem tzibur or a shem chabura. So the same is over here, to constitute a b'sumi nisa, you have to have a kriya barabim, not a dovish b'kdush, a kriya barabim, and the women don't constitute a rab, because the Rabban Shalom said the women should lead a tzniyaz dika life. Tzniyaz dika life means to lead a private life. To get an aliyah, you mean? To get an aliyah, the
kotlin.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're mitzurif, right. It doesn't mean that they're mitzurif to the minyan.
But there's a minyan,
though. They're mitzurif to the minyan also. If they're mechuyim, they can make a...
Not necessarily. Why not necessarily? It doesn't necessarily imply that they're mitzurif to the minyan. You have to have a minyan there. And then the woman, or the kotlin, or the yevet, can get an aliyah. Even though they themselves are not mitzurif to the minyan. That doesn't necessarily imply that they're mitzurif.
Is this connected with the bezin? Kabbalah's bezin is a presumanism? When you have a bezin and we see data, that's our presumanism. It doesn't need any further publicity.
Presumanism? What do you mean presumanism?
Not presumanism, presumanism.
Yeah.
The Kabbalah, okay, Kabbalah, Avis.
Yeah.
That's our presumanism.
What about that part you want?
Did it get to what?
No, because women are not a bezin.
No, it's a different.
Why do you say if you say that the reason you don't make up for Achra by Yochid because you didn't finish learning?
Never finished.
Never
finished. The fear to learn keeps on.
Why should he have to make a bracha every time he learns? You make a bracha already. I started when I was 10 years old and I'm going to finish when I'm 80.
That's a good shot. The Rishayim talk about that. The Rishayim talk. The Rishayim have a machlek. Let's say a person was Mesir Das from learning does it on the same day, and then he picks up later. He learns, let's say, after davening for half an hour, and then he goes to work, and then he comes back home and he learns later in the day, at 5-6 o'clock. So does he say another bracha or not? Some Rishonim say yeah, because it was a long Hesach Hadas, and others say no, that there's never any Hesach Hadas. Never any Hesach Hadas. It's one long mitzvah Hanim Sheches for his whole lifetime. So really, he should only say one bracha when he's bar mitzvah, that should pass to the rest of his life. So the Rabbeinu Tam seems to say, no, that Birchas HaTorah is not the first time the bar mitzvah bracha says Birchas HaTorah around the day becomes bar mitzvah, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. And every day of his life when he says it's a Birchas Shevach Vahidor. It's not really a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Birchas HaMitzvah he covered. Hashem gives up the bracha the first day in his life when he was bar mitzvah. And that covers the learning for the rest of his life. And every consequent day that he lives, and he says another Birchas HaTorah, that's a Birchas Shevach Vahidor, the Chachamim are Mesaken, to say once a day every day, Shlos Ani Goy, Shlos Ani Yovi, Shlos Ani Isha, if he saw the Sephora, if he saw the Gvura, and all the other Birchas HaShachas, so Birchas HaTorah is like one of the many Birchas HaShach. But it's not really a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's exactly the deal.
You're not supposed to learn as a healer, or anything, okay, say Birchas HaTorah. It can't be just Birchas HaShachas. You're not supposed to learn, that's what's right, I mean, please say the Birchas HaShachas.
Okay.
It's just
Sheva.
I mean, why would he be so
mocked? Why not? You should give the Sheva. Can they cover that there? Why not? What's so good? Why not? The Gemara has a... The Gemara speaks about Kriyas HaMegillah for people who don't understand Hebrew. And you'd sign him out. Mishnah says, if you're lame, and the second line of Yizayinim and Aleph. Kroa targum b'chol loshen lo yotza. If you learn Kriyas HaMegillah in other languages, in ad yotza. But korim osu v'lo azaz balaz. What do you mean korim osu v'lo azaz balaz? So many Rishonim say the Pshat is like this. If you understand Hebrew, the Ran has a machlekes with the Ramban about this. If you understand Hebrew, then you're not yotza in any other language other than Hebrew. That's what the Mishnah says. Kroa targum. If you, let's say the Megillah is written in Ashuris, the Megillah is written in Hebrew, and then you lay in a different language. Savari not yet. You're not laying in Torah Haksav. You're saying Baal Peh. That's what the Gemara explains. The Mishnah says Kora Baal Peh lo yotzo. So what does it say? Kora Moshe Balaz as Balaz. If it's written Balaz, if it's not written Balaz, and you say translation Balaz, that's Baal Peh. That's for sure no good. But when does the Mishnah allow you to lay in the laws as Balaz if you understand French, and it's written in French? Giftis le giftim, modis le modim, yivonis le yivonim. If you understand that language and you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, then you yoytze if it's written in that language that you understand. But if you understand Lashon HaKodesh, then it says Kruah Targum Chol Lashon Lo Yod. So you're not yoytze in translation if you understand Hebrew.
If what?
Yeah. That's how the Gemara says it has to be written. Ksuva Ashuris. But you just said it can be written Loaz as Balaz and Yivonis and Modis and Giftis and so on. So it means it has to be transliterated. And Hebrew characters, like Yiddish, it has to be in Hebrew characters. And then you have French written in Hebrew characters. You have Chinese written in Hebrew characters.
Like Rashi.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean that you write it in French letters or in Russian letterings or in Chinese letters. You write in Hebrew, it's Ksav Ashuris, and you transliterate that language. That's what the Mishnah means.
What if you understand you, but you have only this law, you understand the law?
It says you're not Yotze.
The
Mishnah says that you're not Yotze. So then the Mishnah says that this fellow who doesn't understand Hebrew, we have a din if he lanes the laws that he does understand, he's Yotze. But what if he listens in Hebrew?
The Mishnah says,
if he hears in Hebrew, so he is Yotze. Everybody's Yotze with Lashna Kodesh, even if he doesn't understand. So the Gemara has a comment on that. The Gemara says, on Yud Chesem and Aleph, about 10 lines from the bottom. Aloy Shasham Ashur is Yotza. Check the Gemara, Behola Yoda my Kamri. He doesn't understand a word that they're learning. They're learning Megillah in Hebrew. He doesn't understand Hebrew. So how can you say that it's Yotza Kriyas on Megillah? And for the Gemara, Midah Dehavi Anoshim, the Yami Horetz. So what about the women or the Yami Horetz who don't understand the Megillah? So they're Yotza. Even though they speak Hebrew, they don't understand. So they're Yotza here too. And the Gemara says the same is true. Let's say when the people do understand Hebrew, we who understand Hebrew, do we know every word in the Megillah Esther? The Gemara says, "V'chashtaran b'nei haramachem mi'adina." We don't understand what it means. So the Gemara says, "So what's the answer?" The mitzvah kriyot is suminisa. We yotze, even though we don't understand, even though we understand 99% of the Megillah, but we don't understand 1%. We yotze. So even though these people don't understand 100%, or they don't understand 90%, so they're also yotze. Hello. So the Gemara says that is good. So there is a machlekes Rashi and Taisus and Brachas on the first daf in Shlosh Shachlu regarding the din of Shamea Kohenah. Let's say the husband comes home and he says Kiddush for his wife and his children. And let's say the wife doesn't understand Hebrew. She never went to Stern, whatever. She doesn't understand Hebrew. She doesn't understand the words of Kiddush. So would she be Yotze or not? If she says Kiddush herself, so the din of she's Yotze, even though she doesn't understand the words. What is Yotze Tefillah in Hebrew, even if they don't understand? But Shamea Kohenah, she listens to her husband say Kiddush. Shamea means she have to hear. So Taisa Shita Shamea means to hear and to understand. So one who hears and doesn't understand, Zalo Shamea, Zalo Nikro Shamea. So it's not Shamea, so you can't say Shamea Kohenah. Rashi disagrees and says no. That Shamea Kohenah applies as long as you hear the words, even though you don't really understand. You don't know how to break down the different words. They think it's all one long word. They don't know how to share. They don't know where to break off the words. Even if they don't understand, but they heard it, so Rashi said that's called Shamea Kaina. And Taisus holds not so. It's not even Shamea. If a person doesn't understand a language, you can't even call it Shamea. Shamea means you hear and you understand what you're hearing. If you don't understand that. So Taisus there in Brachas comments, strange that here on the Gilead there is no Rashi in Taisus. In Brachas, Taisus and Rashi discussed the Pshat and the Gemara Megillah. So Taisus says that this Gemara really supports Rashi, Alpi Pashtas. The Mishnah and the Gemara say that the Yotze Kriyas HaMegillah, the Balkori lanes the Megillah, and everybody's Yotze. Everybody's Yotze in Lashon HaKodesh, even though they don't understand. So the simple Pshat is that Shemei Kohen implies, even though you don't understand. So Taisus says, no. So why does the Gemara say, Ela Mitzvah's Pis? What does the Gemara say? Ela Mitzvah's Kriya. What does the Gemara give such an arichas dvarim? So the Gemara is organ. In Hebrew, everybody's yotze, whether you understand or you don't understand. And in translation, you're only yotze if you understand that translation. Giftis legiftis, and modis lemodim, and yivonis leivonim, and so on. Why does the Gemara give such a complicated answer? So Taisa says, you see from the Gemara that in Kol HaTorah Kula Shemea Kohen, it does not apply if you're not meiv in the Losh. It's a special din in Kriyas HaMegillah. Special yotze min HaKlal. That even though it shouldn't be considered Shemek, it's a special din, mitzvah kriya pisuminis. But in other places it wouldn't be good. That's how Taisa says Pshat. It's a very, very difficult din.
The Pshat is also saying it. So if he's also saying it, there's no problem.
But it's not, what if he's deaf? What if he's deaf? He doesn't hear. So he can't say Shema Ekrein. So even if he's not deaf, but he's Eino Meivin, so Taisa says, Lo Nikro Shamea, who lo Shamea? Shamea means Shamea Shmiya U Meivin. If he's not Meivin, so he's not a Shamea.
But if you say Shema Ekrein as he's reading it.
But that's only if he's a Shamea, then he's Kohen. If he's not a Shamea, so it doesn't get off the ground. Mishayna Shamea is not cool. It's not Shamea Kohen. So Taisa says, by definition, that's what he means Shamea. Shamea means Shmiya Bechush and Shmiya Bahavon.
Happy we say, well, not Shmiya, and they don't understand. There's just a list of
I don't know, it means that they don't understand. It means that they're not mukhif to learn. So you can't say Noshim Lilmot, so you say Noshim Lishmo.
It's not the question of learning to understand, it's just to listen to what
that's a shaila. That's a shaila. The Ramban Achumish comment by Hakel the din is you have to have anoshim and anoshim vitaf. So the Ramban raises the question, what kind of taf? So he thinks on his own. The Ramban Achumish writes, he thinks that the taf is only taf little children who will understand what's going on. If they won't understand the kriyas haTorah by the Hakel, so what? It doesn't make any sense to bring them. That's what he writes on his own. And then he writes from the Gemara would appear that I'm wrong. Because the Gemara says the men come Lilmar, the women come Lishmaya, Vatach Laman Vivim, Litan Skala Neviyeh. So if the Gemara would appear, Zokhtar Afilu Yonke Shadayim, even Mamish Tinoikis, Mamish infants who don't even understand anything that's happening, would appear from the Gemara, Litan Skala Neviyeh, that you do bring. That's how the Ramban writes on Chumash. Shal Soloveitchik once said a comment, he said, B'Shem Rav Chaim, that he thought the Ramban was right. Ramban's Ramban, not what he said, what is his Chazor. He thought the Ramban was right. What do you mean? You bring a ketanim who don't understand anything. They don't. A little baby, a little infant doesn't understand. But mamish mesasek. What do you accomplish by bringing a baby who doesn't even know what's going on? It only makes sense to bring babies who at least will be able to tell over. We were in the Beis Hamikdash and we saw the Kengol and we saw the Melech and we saw thousands of people. The baby's so tiny, he's in diapers. He doesn't see, doesn't hear. Won't be able to tell over anything later on. So he thought that tinoikis Mamish Yonke Shadayim doesn't make any sense at all to bring them. I Gemar Likin Tzchalim Udiyayim, it's not stira. It doesn't go on Mamish Yonke Shadayim. You could say even that the Taf has to be able to understand. You could even insist that the Taf has to be able to see, to understand something. The Noshim Lishmai means the women hear, and they understand. And the Taf, even if they don't understand the Kriya, but they understand what's going on, that a lot of people got together to hear Kriya Sater. If they don't even understand that, and even that, and the women Lishma means that they do understand. You can say the women do understand the Kriya Sahak. So the Shad is on this Gemara.
Does it have any application to Tehushim Harayat and Kodeshes, whether it's in Hebrew or in English?
Yeah, the Kala knows, generally speaking, what's going on. She understands what she's getting into. She doesn't understand. She doesn't have to understand.
She probably knows also what's going on. The idea of Kiddush.
That's not enough. Though by Kiddush, the Takanas Chacham was to say this Nusach. Wow. So she's not saying it. So you want to say she says it with Shemaya Kohen.
Yeah.
So Taisa's Tanya is Elonikro Shemaya. Shemaya means you hear Bechush with the ear, and you understand. So if she doesn't understand, it's as if she didn't say it. You can't say Shemaya Kohen. She's not Shemaya. By Kiddushin, there's no din. She has to say. She has to hear. She can be deaf. She doesn't have to say. She doesn't have to hear. She just has to understand that she's getting married.
The husband
doesn't have to know what he's talking about either, as long as he knows that he's getting married. It's better if he understands. That lot is better.
You mean it's more appeal for her to understand than for him to understand?
No, the same. Oh. The same. They have to know that they're getting married.
When you say according to Ramban that it means a woman understand, should only understand the words of what the Kriya is, or understand the words of the Kriya in terms of what Torah Shabbat explains. It means moment. That's because you have a machlokes. They're not according to the Benazah and Yishami brings the Taka, the woman has to be clear to learn, to understand what to learn. According to the laws of Isaiah, where it's Mashmir Lishmo means just to listen to hear, not to understand fully the explanation.
Yeah, the Torah Shabbat, the men also don't have to know. For the purpose of Hakul, the men don't have to understand the whole Torah Shabbat. They just have to hear the Torah Shabbat. So getting back to this Gemara, what does the Gemara mean here? Mitzvah's Kriya Pishtumini. So if you say like Rashi, it doesn't mean anything. Say like Rashi, it just means that Shemei Kohen applies even though you don't understand the words. But if you say like Taisus, that's how it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Taisus La'alocha. That by Kiddush, if the woman doesn't understand, so she should say along the words of the Kiddush with her husband, because she won't be Yotze with Shemei Kohen. So according to Taisus, what do the words mean? Mitzvah's Kriya Pishtumini. What kind of a Lashon is that? So one might want to say the following pshat. I don't think this is correct. One might want to say the following pshat. Maybe the Gemara means to say that there's a chiluk, like we were saying, between kriya b'yochid and kriya b'tzibah. Then on daf heyom and aleph, the Gemara makes shaloi bizmanai. Tosis and the Ramban hold you mamish not yotze if you lame believe minyan. Rabasi holds even bizmana, even on Purim you're not yotze if you don't have a minyan. We don't pass like Rabasi. Lechatchila you need a minyan, but he not. But even bizmana, he creates amigilu bizmana. The Mishnah Berurah says the minyan is like the Ramo that you don't see the bracha Rabbi Zivain. It's a different halosh and kriya, the yachid and bitzibur. And the same adaf you test on a day, the Gemara says, by the Megillah haksuvah bein haksuvah, the Gemara that Tosis quoted, name Rav Yechanan, that if you lame bitzibur, has to be with Pesumim Nisa. So you have to have a Megillah that's a separate Megillah. That's the top line. On the second line on Yud Tes and Beis. B'ksuvim ben haksuvim lo yotza. And then the Gemara says, B'tzibu shoni. Only B'tzibu you're not yotze. If you lay in Megillah haksuvim ben haksuvim, but if you lay in B'yachad you're yotze. Why? Because when you lay in B'tzibu, it has to be more of a Pesumim Nisa. You have to have more Pesumim Nisa B'tzibu. So maybe that's what the Gemara means here, that this halacha, that this halacha of Shemeya Koine doesn't apply if you're not Maven. You don't understand because you're not called Shemeya. But if you're lame B'tzibur, even though you can't really apply Shemeya Koine, if you have a Minya, if you have a Tzibur, then you would be Yotze, because you have Mitzvah's Kriya Pirsumim Nisa. Ba'asori, you have Pirsumim Nisa. You don't have to come on to the din of Shemeya Koine. Maybe that's what it means. It's a different din. But then it would come out of Chiddush La'alocha. It's a wild Chiddush La'alocha that if that no one is Yotze Kriya HaMegillah B'yachid, because no one knows what Achash Turan B'nei HaRamachim means. Bizman HaTanoim, they knew. The Mivosh said, Bizman HaTanoim, they knew what Achash Turan B'nei HaRamachim means. But Bizman HaGemara, they forgot what it meant. Bizman HaZeh, nobody knows. So she come out with Dina, that no one is Yotze Kriya HaMegillah Bizman HaZeh, unless you read yourself, unless I read myself, or if I read along with the Balkari, or when it comes to that pasuk that I don't know what the words are, then I say the words from a printed Chumash, fine. But if I'll rely on Shemeya Koine, on those words that I don't understand, there's no Shemeya Kaina, period. Once you have a minyan, you don't need Shemeya Kaina, then it's Pesumi Nisa. Lo Shamayna Kozos, it can't be. I never heard like that. Shemeya Gemara, what does it mean? No, not you lay the Megillah. You have to lay the whole Megillah, but Rav Megillah Mitech Haksav is sufficient. You don't have to lay the whole Megillah Mitech Haksav. Rav HaMegillah Mitech Haksav is good. That's what the Pasuk can say. Let's say if someone missed a Pasuk, you didn't hear a word or a Pasuk from the Balkore, so you can say it from the printed Chumash, and then he should catch up with where the Balkore is, and then continue listening from the Balkore. When he reads from the printed Chumash, it's not Mitech Haksav. So the Gemara says, as long as Rav is lame Mitech Haksav, that's sufficient. You just have to be careful that everything should be in the right order. The Kriya should not be Lamafreya. If it's Lamafreya, then you're not Yates. Right. The two dinim. No. If you don't say it, you're not Yotze. You have to say it Bal Peh. It doesn't have to be written in the Megillah, but it has to be said Bal Peh. That Gemara again, the Gemara you test on the base. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara that the Tzibur bin Megillah Aksuv bin Aksuv bin Yat Yotze and B'yachad Yivay Yotze. So the simple reading is the Tzibur means with a minion. And the Yachin means without a minion. That's the Pashup Shan. That's our Tesis line, the Tesis on Daf Hem and Alta we read before. You see, you have a Kriya B'yachin and a Kriya B'tzibur and so on. Some want to say Pshat, but it's probably 100% wrong. The Chalkas Yoyev has a tshuva. He wants to say Pshat in this Gemara that B'tzibur doesn't mean B'tzibur. B'tzibur means when you want to rely on Shemeya Koine. That's what he puts together with this Gemara. He says, when you want to rely, when you're late, B'yachin means when you're laying all by yourself. So who's laying? You're all by yourself, so obviously you're laying. So if you're laying, it's not good. You don't need Shemeya Koine. But B'tzibur means when I'm relying on another Balkari. It doesn't matter, with a minion, without a minion, it doesn't matter. When you're relying on someone else laning for you, so you have to base your kriya on Shemeya Koine, but Shemeya Koine doesn't apply if you don't understand. If you don't understand, so it's no good. So how come you Yotze? So the Gemara said on Daf Yutches, Mitzvah Kriya Pirsumi Nisa. Even though you don't really understand, there's no Shemeya Koine, but it's Pirsumi Nisa. But how can you say it's Pirsumi Nisa if it's Megillah Aksuvah Ben Aksuvim? So there's a lack of Pirsumi Nisa. That's what he says the Pshat is. Because the Turi Evin asked the famous kasha on this Gemara. The Gemara is the Hatela. If I lane the Megillah all by myself, the Megillah Aksuvah Ben Aksuvim. So the Gemara says, I'm Yotze. Turi Evin, I'm Yotze. If you have 10 people together and they learn the Balkor learns the Megillah Tzuv Ben Aksuv, then all of a sudden you're not Yoytze. So the Torah Yevon asked the Kasha, Dal Mehocha, the Minyan, forget about the Minyan. Let every person be Yoytze, the Torah is Yochid. The Gemara doesn't make any sense. How can you say, the Yochid, you Yoytze, the Ksuvah Ben Aksuv? And if it's the Tziba, then it's worse. How can it be worse? So you won't have the Kim of Tziba. Let everybody be Yoytze, the Torah is Yochid. So the Torah Yevon, by the Shavu Sari, to find for that Kasha says, Enachinami Avada. If they lay in the tzibur and shul with a Megillah Ksuvah Ben Aksuvah, you have Tila Mishle Iyev and Megillah says they're all stuck together on one scroll. And they lay in shul the tzibur Savad, every yochid is Yoytze B'Teres Yochid. The Gemara means to say he's not Yoytze B'Teres Tzibur. It might not mean if he's Yoytze anyway. What do you mean he's not Yoytze B'Teres Tzibur? So he says all those dinim that need tzibur wouldn't be fulfilled in Mashiach. He wouldn't be able to say Haravas Rivein. You don't have the Kim of Kriya B'Tzibur. The Bracha Shel Achrea. But the Ramah says you only say Bitzibur, you wouldn't be able to say if it's Ksuv Ben Aksuv. Or he gives another nafkamin if they're laying in the Megillah Shalai Bismana. If the Bnei HaKfarim are laying in the Megillah earlier, or in Yerushalayim when Purim falls out on Shabbos, they're laying in the Megillah the day before, so it's a Kriya Shalai Bismana. And every Kriya Shalai Bismana has to be Dafke Bitzibur, so if you're laying the Megillah Ksuv Ben Aksuv, then you're not yet. That's what the Shagasari says, Pshat and Minimah. That can be yochid, can be tzibur, but tzibur you're also yoytze b'teres yochid. You're just not yoytze b'teres tzibur. So the Chalkas Yoev says that's not mamish adoichik. He's right. Shagzai's pshat is adoichik. So he says he's going to give a pshat b'revach. What says b'revach? B'tzibur doesn't mean b'tzibur. B'tzibur means there are two people there, and I'm relying on his lane. B'yochid means I'm the only one. So how am I yoytze? So obviously I'm laning myself. So if I'm laning myself, what do I care if there's no pistumi? What do I care if there's no pisumi nisa because it's ksuva ben aksuvin? It's not a separate megillah. So what? You don't need pisumi nisa. But if it's betzibur means that I'm not the balkorei, so how am I yoytze? Which shemei koine? So the Gemara said on the previous daf the way Tesis learned, shemei koine doesn't apply if you're not shemei or maiden, if you don't understand. And nobody in the Gemara says bismara Gemara, nobody understands achashtrona ben aramah. Nobody knows what the words mean. And the days of the earlier amoraim it appears that they did know. So the Gemara talks about being Yotze v'shemeka in even less than a minyan, no problem. There was no problem, but in the days of the later Amarayim, nobody knew what Ahashtaran and Aramachim meant. So how was anybody Yotze? So the Gemara says, Mitzvah's Kriya Pisumini, so that's okay. But if the Kriya is going to be done from a Gila Aksuvah Ben Aksuvim, in a fashion that there's no Pisumini, so then there's no Shemeka in and there's no Pisumini, so you're not Yotze at all. That's what he says, Pshat. But Tziba means if there are two. If you're not the Balkari, but Tziba doesn't mean Aminyan. It just means if you're not laning yourself, you're relying on someone else's laning, so you're not Yaitz. So that's a bigger Deichi. He said the word Tziba doesn't mean a Tziba. The word Tziba just means if you're relying on someone else's Kriya. It's very Shver. So I thought maybe you should reinterpret the Yad Gemara, so along his lines a little bit, but not in Gamsen. Maybe you should reinterpret it's also difficult. When the Gemara says Mitzvah's Kriya, Pesumi Niso, maybe what it means is if you have a minion, then it's a special din of Kriyas HaMegillah Basura, then you're Yotze even though you don't understand. But if you have less than a minion, then you wouldn't be Yotze unless you understand. But then it's very Shver. So how is anybody Yotze Kriyas HaMegillah less than a minion? If nobody knows what Achash Torah Ben Aram Ocha, can it be that that's true? Slacher, it's not correct. It cannot be.
The Ramah says that if an Ishmael makes a Megillah, she doesn't make a Amikra Megillah, she makes a Prophet Ishmael Megillah. So therefore, it's obvious that there are two key elements. It's a mikra and a kriya is a panusumi nisa. The only reason the issue needs the kriya is a megillah is kedesh from a kind of should not be in the din of kriya is a megillah. Only the din of panusumi nisa. The only reason these kriyas kedesh is a lot of the panusumi nisa. Remember, if you don't understand, it seems it's not like Tesis because she says shemeh kiyani, but she has the kiyam of panusumi nisa without the, she doesn't need kriya is a megillah.
Let's say by the men though, the men have to have the chiv.
That aspect of Pasumi Nisa will probably be Yotze also. People they don't understand. How should man kiyam?
Right, that's what the Gemara seems to say.
Is the two dinner mikra megillah is the zera alav of shemay kiyam of Pasumi Nisa?
Yeah, the posh of Shan the Gemara is that you have this the kriya samigila you Yotze even without a minyan, even though you don't understand. That's the posh of Shan. It's very dochuk to say that you're only Yotze with a minyan.
You see the fact that someone said. Is a bracha for the issue of Shmor? She's not Muslim.
Yeah. The Mechaber in Hilchas Purim quotes also from Rishonim, not from the regular Rishonim, quotes from the Ogur, from one of the other Rishonim, the Ochas Chaim, I think, quotes the following din, Achidish Niflo, that we don't observe. The Magen Avraham quotes Paskim and disagree. The Mechaber quotes the following din. Let's say I come home and I say Kiddush, and I make Kiddush for all the members of the household. My children can say Kiddush. My wife can say Kiddush. I don't know. She knows how to say Kiddush. So nevertheless, even though the other people know how to say Kiddush, the din is that you say Shemei Koina. I can say Kiddush and I'll be Moitzi then. What about by davening? What about by davening? Can I daven and be Moitzi the other people if they know how to daven on their own? Let's say the Baal Tefillah. The Chazen, the Shliach Tzibur and Shul, the Gemara says the end of Rosh Hashanah. Right. So the Mishnah in the end of Rosh Hashanah says that the Chazen and Shul says the Chazaros HaShatzah Atlan to be Moitzi Mishain of Baki. Those that don't know how to daven. What about those who are Baki? So the Gemara says, Kishem Shemoitzi Yishain of Baki, Kach Moitzi Yishab Baki. Just like he's Moitzi those who don't know how to daven, and he can even be Moitzi those who do know how to daven.
No Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
Then the Rishain and Aharon, based on the Gemara, that's only if you have a minion. If you don't have a minion, then the Chazen can only be Moitzi the Ein of Baki. Let's say a person doesn't know how to read, doesn't know how to daven. So then the din is, I can daven to be Moitzi him, but if he knows how to daven, he cannot rely. Not a Chazaros Hashatz. I'll daven Shmoneh Esrei a little louder because my friend does not know how to daven. Shemeh Koyim. That's another din. I'm Shabbos Hashatz. Another din. But let's say there's another person here, two people all along. There's no meaning. And one knows how to daven, the other one doesn't know how to daven. So the din is that the one who knows how to daven should daven a little louder. And they might say the one who doesn't know how to daven. What if the other one? We both know how to daven. He's lazy, so he wants me to daven out loud that I should be Moitzi him. So you're not allowed to do that unless you have a minion. If you have a minion, then the Chazen can be Moitzi even the Baki. But if you have less than a minion, the Chazen can only be Moitzi the Ein Baki. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes from one of the Rishonim, I think it's the Ochas Chaim, or the other says that the same din applies to Kriyas HaMegillah. That if I will lay in the Megillah to be Moitzi somebody else who knows how to lay on his own. Let's say Yeshiva Bacha. Yeshiva Bacha knows more or less to figure out. He won't know all the trap. He knows all the Ivri. He can figure out. He won't make such major mistakes. It'll take him 10 minutes longer than the Balkari, 15 minutes longer than the Balkari to lay in the Megillah. So if the people for whom I'm laying know are able to lay on their own, I can only be Moitzi them. I can only be Moitzi them if you have a minion. If you don't have a minion, you can't be Moitzi them unless he's Mamash Ein Abok. That's what the Mechaber writes. And the Morgan Avram says, where in the world did he get this from? That's a din by Tefillah. Well, Shemei Koina, by Kiddush, by Havdalah, we always say Shemei Koina. Why all of a sudden now, by Kriyas HaMegillah, you don't say Shemei Koina unless you have a minion? So he said, the Morgan Avram says, apparently the Mechaber is quoting these in Shonim Hall, that it's like Tefillah, like davening. And Kriyas HaMegillah is considered like davening. Why should Kriyas HaMegillah be considered like davening? The Morgan Avram doesn't quote, but Rav Soloveitchik added on, based on the Gemara and Dav Dalar and Aleph. But Bishul Ben Levi says on Dalar and Aleph, that even though the Mishnah only speaks about Kriyas HaMegillah by Yom, it never mentions Balayla, Shulma Levi says, Chayvarim Likras HaMegillah Balayla Ushanayse Bayom. You have to lay by Yom or Balayla. You have to lay twice. Shene'emar, the Raif and the Pasuk is, so he quotes one Pasuk, and Ula Bira quotes a different Pasuk. So Ula Bira quotes a Pasuk, both from Tilim. Ula Bira quotes a Pasuk from Tilim that we understand. The man is Amech L'chavod V'lo Yidom Hashem Elokai Li'olom Maydeko. Now we always praise the Rebbeinu Shlom and we never keep still. We don't just say Shevach once. We say Shevach and we repeat the Shevach and we repeat it. We have a lot to thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for and we continuously repeat the Shevach. So that's the Kriyas HaMegillah. The Kriyas HaMegillah is not something. Constitutes a kiyum of shevach v'haydoi to the Rebbeinu Shlom. So you say, "Leman yisamech l'chavod v'lo yidom Hashem elokai liyom edecho." We don't only say the shevach once by yom. We say it by laila, we repeat it by yom. So that marker we understand that you say Kriyas HaMegillah twice. But the first marker, no, that's ula biro. But the first marker that Rabbi Shulman Levi quotes also a pasuk in Tehillim, "Lekai yaker yom v'leisane v'laila v'lo dumi olid." When the person, when Klal Yisrael is the eish tzara. So they daven to the Rebbeinu Shlom and they daven again and they daven again. They keep on repeating the tefillah. They don't just give the tefillah once and they don't want to do it to the Rebbeinu Shlom. No. The Gemara says in Tainis that on a Tainis Tzibu you have to daven Ne'ilah. We only daven Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur because that's the only Tainis Tzibu we have. But Mikra Adin, Ne'ilah has no Shaychus with Yom Kippur. Ne'ilah is a Shaychus with only Tainis Tzibu. And the Gemara says, what is the Yisoid of Ne'ilah? The Yerushalmi says in Tainis, what is the tefillah Ne'ilah based on? Ribui tefillah. When you do the Rebbeinu Shlom, you daven again and again, so you stand a better chance. Beginning it feel a sense. So that's what the pasuk says here. Lakai yakir yamim v'laysan. I daven in the daytime and the Rabban Shalom doesn't answer. So I repeat the tefillah. The laila, I'll daven again at night. V'lo demil, and I won't keep still. I'll keep on bothering the Rabban Shalom the tefillah until he'll answer my prayers. So the Gemara says that just like in that perek in Tehillim it says you daven and you daven, you keep on davening. The Gemara says in Brachos Shlosha Dvarim Tzivuch Mechiza, Gemara in this tefillah, what is Mechizu? So Rashi says even after you finish davening, you daven it again, you daven again, you daven again, repeat the same Bakosha. You keep on repeating it. So the same over here by Kriyas HaMegillah, we daven once and we daven again. What has Kriyas HaMegillah got to do with davening? So the Rav said, you see from this Gemara that Kriyas HaMegillah is not only an implicit Shevach Vahido, it's an implicit tefillah. The Haino, that just like the Rabbani Shalom made a Geula, at that time he gave us a Yeshua in the days of Mordechai v'Esther, he should give us a Yeshua from the present Golus. He should give us a Yeshua from the present Tzoros that we have now. It's an implicit tefillah. So that's what the Magen Avraham writes, Pshat in the Mechaber. Mechaber quotes Rishonim, like these Gemaras, there's a different Kiyum in Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yoch and Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur. Mechaber goes so far. He says, when you're laying Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur, you can be Yotzi, Moitzi, everybody who's there in the Tzibur, even if they're able to lay on their own. But if you're laying with less than a Tzibur, if you don't have a minion, whatever a minion means, either a minion means 10 men or a minion means 10 people, whatever the Pshat in Tzibur is, if you have less than a Tzibur, then you can only be Moitzi the others if they're not Bekiyim, if they don't know how to lay. If the others know how to lay, then you can't be Moitzi them. The Chabad says like that. The Magen Avraham says, we don't pass him like that. But before before he gets to his maskana, we don't pass him like the Sif and the Mechaber, he explains what the Mechaber is based on. He says, apparently, the Ogur or the Ochas Chaim, the Rishonim that Mechaber calls, holds that Kriyas HaMegillah is a form of tefillah.
Like Birchas HaMazon.
Like Birchas HaMazon, yeah. Similar thing to Birchas. Right? That if you have a Sefer in a Bur, then you can be Moitzi to him, which is a Meir Koina, even the Yochid. Right, that's this Gemara. The Megillah is a Kiyum of Halal. Megillah is a Kiyum of Shevach Lohidah. But not only Shevach, it's a Kiyum of Tefillah as well. So you see from the Gemara, it's a very wichtige Inyan. L'chatchila for sure, it's a very important Inyan to have Kriyas HaMegillah ba'Asorah. And then the Mechaber, the Tur, has the two sheets, whether Asorah constitutes men and women or only men. So the Ramah treats it like a Sfeket Adin. So he says you should always be Mahara to have 10 men. And all of these kiyumim are special when you have it b'tzibur. You have special dinim. One sheet is that you're not even yotze b'niyevet if you don't have a minion. And the Ramah says you don't say the brocha shalachreah if you don't have a minion. And then the Mechaber has a day that you don't say shemeh koin if you don't have a minion unless the other fellow is a boor. He's not a lane on his own. Chiluk edinim, differences in halacha between kriya b'yochid as opposed to kriya b'tzibur. There's an interesting thing on the night of Purim. Tosis says after you finish davening Maariv, you say Kaddish Tiskabel, and then you lay in the Kriyas HaMegillah, and then you say Achatzi Kaddish afterwards. We don't follow Tosis. The Maharil says we don't. This is Tosis Dalar Amaravit. Tosis Diba Masva Psak. Tosis doesn't say it has nothing to do with the Gemara. There is no caption from the Gemara at the beginning. So it's just a Psak. It's a Diba. It's a Tosis that talks about Halacha L'Maisa, like a Shulchan Aruch. So Tosis says you say Kaddish Tiskabel and then you lay in Kriyas HaMegillah. That's not our practice. We say the Kaddish Tiskabel to lift the Kriyas HaMegillah. And same thing in the morning also. We say the Kaddish Tiskabel to lift the Kriyas HaMegillah. We say you lay in the Megillah before Ashrei Volitzin and we say Kaddish Tiskabel at the end. What do you say Kaddish Tiskabel to lift to the end for? The whole tefillah is over. So the Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva. No, you see that the Kriyas HaMegillah is an implicit it's a tefillah. It's a chelik of the tefillah. It's considered a chelik of the tefillah. We don't follow this place. It's interesting, the Maharil has in the Tshuvas Maharil, he points out that the practice was in his community, like in a lot of shuls now, that they would have Maariv in shul after Tzeis HaTuchavim, or early, whatever, and everybody would go home to get their wives and their children to come to shul. And then there would be a pause of half an hour or so, and the Chazan, they wouldn't say Kaddish Tiskabel till after the end, till after the Kriyas HaMegillah, even though there was a long Hapsoka. They finished Meir.
But there's Shabbos.
What's a Shabbos?
No, why Matzai Shabbos?
When you lay the Megillah. Until the people go home to the Megillah, and then
That's what they do. It's in a lot of shuls. They finish Meir, and then there's a pause.
They don't eat until after the Megillah?
Yeah. Dav Maariv early. Let's see. Dav Maariv early. And he says, you don't say Kaddish Tiskabel. Even then, we don't follow Tosis. He says, not only don't we follow Tosis, but you're going to start the Kriyas HaMegillah immediately after Maariv. You're going to have a long pause of a half an hour or so. You still don't say Kaddish Diskaba right away. You wait till after the whole Kriyas HaMegillah. And you ignore the fact that there's a Hafsah. As he says, you ignore the fact. It's interesting, that Taisis has another thing. Taisis says that on Purim in the morning, you take out the Sefer Torah, Yelain. Taisis says, Yelain, Vayovay Amolek. Afal Bishem Boyle Teisha Psukim. Even though there are only 9 psukim, and Allah says you have to lay a minimum of 10 psukim, so Taisis later quotes some Rishonim Hall that you have to lay in the Mechaba quotes. You have to lay the last pasuk twice in order to have 10 psukim. You only lay 9 psukim, but you lay one pasuk twice, then it sums, adds up to some total of And then Taisis says we don't do like that. We follow the Yerushalmi that if Shalim and Yonah, if the union is completed in 9 psukim, so you leave it in 9 psukim, it's good enough. That's how we pass. But you only need 9 psukim. And then Taisis says, what do you do with the Sefer Torah? And after the Kriyas HaTorah, then you lay in the Megillah and Purim in the morning. What do you do with the Sefer Torah? You put it back right away? Or you hold the Sefer Torah for 45 minutes till you finish Kriyas HaMegillah, then you put it back. So Taisa says, Veina Machzara Sefer Torah L'mkom. You don't put it back. Ela Yoishev, the one who got Hagba sits, Vayich is B'yodav, and he holds onto it, Atche Kores HaMegillah. Mavorach Olera Kasher Asa Balad. They say all the 3 brachas before. And then after the whole Kriyas HaMegillah is all over, and then you put back the Sefer Torah. Right. We don't do like that. We put back the Sefer Torah right away. So the Beis Meir and Arachayim writes, what is the issue involved over here? So he claims, well, that's the old Chilufim and Hagman between Minig Ashkenaz and Minig Sfarad. What do you do on Sheni V'Chamishi, Monday or Thursday in the morning, if the Kriyas HaTorah? So do you start running into Asher Yivon HaTzion right away? Yeah. Or do you put back the Sefer Torah first? And the Sfardim say Asher Yivon HaTzion, even though the Magbiya is holding on to the Sefer Torah. There's no Bizayin HaSefer, the fact that everybody's ignoring the Sefer Torah. There's no Bizayin HaSefer. And there's no problem, how is the Magbiya going to concentrate on Asher Yivon HaTzion? That's a big problem. We're not worried. He'll figure out. He'll concentrate, he'll say Asher Yivon HaTzion later. That's his problem. That's his headache. He'll figure out an eight. But the Iker is that there's no Bizayin. And the Sefer Torah, the fact that we're saying Asher HaLatzion, not paying attention to the Sefer Torah. That's the Minig Sfar. The Minig Ashkenaz is not so. Minig Ashkenaz is that we're not really so worried about the Magbiya. When is he going to say Asher HaLatzion? Zohar Lang Shpet Asher HaLatzion. We consider it a Bizoyin HaSefer, to have the Sefer out, and no one's paying attention to the Sefer. We're not laning, we're not doing anything that has to do with the Sefer. We're saying Asher HaLatzion. I don't know. So the Beis Meir, it's a good question. I don't know. So the Beis Meir claims that this issue on Purim morning is really the issue. This is really the chiluf menhag between Ashkenaz and Sfarad. So he says that Taisa says over here that oiches hasefer Torah b'yodo until after Kriyas HaMegillah. That's what we call now the minig Sfarad. But according to us, Beis Meir lived in Germany. Lived in the days of Rabbi Kivega. Was a contemporary of Rabbi Kivega. So the Beis Meir says according to the minig Ashkenaz is practiced now. So then we wouldn't do what Taisa said. That's our practice, that we put back the Sefer Torah first before the Kriyas HaMegillah. But the Kaddish Niskabel we say at the end, right? That everybody holds, both by Laila and by Yom. We say the Kaddish Niskabel after the Kriyas HaMegillah because we really assume that the Kriyas HaMegillah blends into Tefillah. We assume that it's a Chelim of the Yom. So that's what later Achreinim say, that even though the Sfardim, even though the Minik Sfardim is that they say Asher Yivon HaTzion when the Sefer is out, but Kriyas HaMegillah is too long already. That's too long, 45 minutes. So that's already either a bizoyan, either it's a bizoyan to the Sefer Torah to be Oisik and Kriyas HaMegillah for so long until we ignore the Sefer Torah, or we're afraid that the one who got Hagba won't be able to concentrate for so long. Asher Yivon HaTzion Nishgefela, he will concentrate, or he'll say Asher Yivon HaTzion later. So how can he concentrate on Kriyas HaMegillah for 45 minutes? So that's why later Achreinim say that the Beis Meir is not right, that it wouldn't depend on Minig Ashkenaz, Minig Sfarad. Even according to the Minig Sfarad, they should also put back the Sefer Torah before Kriyas HaMegillah. But it's against Taisus. Taisus says not so. We don't follow this Taisus. Taisus says, on the night of Purim, say Kaddish Diskabel before Kriyas HaMegillah. We don't follow that. We follow the Maharil. Maharil says we don't follow that. He quotes other Mishnah.
Why don't we have two Sefer Torahs, though? We take out like the Shreyas and so forth. We don't put back the first Sefer Torah. Even though we're not doing anything with it anymore. You sit there.
No, but at least the Leni Kriyas
HaMegillah. That's
Sefer Torah.
But it's a Torah. It's
still the same Torah.
So what's the difference if you're holding a Sefer Torah and you're
reading
the Megillah?
Take your hand away.
Megillah is not a Sefer Torah, though. Megillah is not the same. At least the Leni Kriyas HaMegillah. I don't know. After I guess it's shorter, so there's less of a problem. I don't know. I don't know. The Gemara in Megillah has a machlokes satanan. When you have a shana muberes on davov on the base, Gemara has a machlokes. When you have a shana muberes, when are you supposed to be yotze kriyas on Megillah? In other rishon on Purim Kofin, what we call, or in other sheni? So we pask in another sheni. What are the svaris in this direction and in that direction? So the Gemara says the first opinion that you should be yotze the kriyas on Megillah in other rishon is that ein avir and ala mitzvahs. If you have an opportunity to read the Megillah, one of the bottom places discusses that topic there, above on the days. If you have a chance either to be able to create some Megillah and other region or another Sheni, it's an equal possibility. So why not do the mitzvah the first available opportunity in other region? Why should you wait till other Sheni? We don't follow that Shita. We follow the other opinion. Right? The Gemara says on the third line from the bottom, stop the time of day, not here in Alamitz. But the other man holds, Misma Gula Lugula, Odif. The last three lines on the dot. That since Gulas Mitzrayim, since Itzias Mitzrayim is Nisin, it was preferable to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah and other Sheni as opposed to other Rishon. So the Vilna Goyen points out in Hilchas Yortzeit, of all places, the Vilna Goyen points out on this Gemara, and Hilchas Tainis, the Mechaba has some dinim about Yortzeit. So Mechaba and Ramo have a machlekes when a person has a Yortzeit, someone died in a Shana Pshuta, in a Chodesh Ador, in a year that there's only one Ador. If the person died in the Shana Muberes, so if he died in other region, the Yortzeit is other region. Died in other Shana, the Yortzeit is other Shana, no Shailas. But if he died in the Shana Pshuta, and the Yortzeit is not to be observed in the Shana Muberes, so which month should he say Kaddishan, and which month should he fast on? So the Mechaba and the Ramo have a machlekes. The Ramo says both could be Yotzei they call Ashitas. He says the suffix they should be Yotzei both quotes Achra and the Maharid quotes Rabbi Yankel Var like that, Mari Var. But the Mechaba and the Ramo start off by having a machlekes. Should he observe? No, if you observe both mitam suffix, then you can't be doich anybody. That's how the poskim say. Because Mikra didn't, it's only one or the other. So which is it? The Mechaba and the Ramo have a machlekes. Which is it? Is the Ikki Yotzei in other region? Is the Ikki Yotzei in other Sheni? What's the issue? So the Vilna Gaon quotes from the Rishonim, the background of the Mechaber Amor, it's a Mishnah Nedarim. If a person takes a Neder that is not, he knows in advance that it's a Shana Muberes. If he doesn't know it's going to be a Shana Muberes, and he takes a Neder, not to eat potato chips and not to smoke cigarettes, whatever, until the end of Chodesh Ador, so he thought there's only one Ador. He didn't know there's going to be two Adors. So then it's only to the end of the first Ador. But if the person at the time he takes the net and knows that it is a Shana Muberes, and then he says he takes the net and not to eat potato chips or whatever until the end of Chodesh Ador, so in Loshen Bnei Yodim, Bnei Dorm Halach Achal Hashem Bnei Yodim. So in the net, it always depends, what did he mean with the Loshen? It doesn't depend on Pidin, what it is. It depends on Loshen Bnei Yodim, what did that Loshen imply? So in Loshen Bnei Yodim, the Mishnah has a Machleg Zameir and Rabbi Yossi, whether Oda Stam and Loshen Bnei Yodim refers to Oda Rishon, or Oda Stam refers to Oda Sheni. Then the Gemara has also a Shaila when you write a Shtar. But if you have a wedding, or you have a get, a ksuba, a get, whatever, a shtar moment, you write the shtar, how do you write? You write, in other region, you write stam, other, you just write other, and other sheni, identify other sheni, or no, other sheni, you write stam, and other region, you write ador harish. So that's a machlok in satanam, because the shtar is written with Lashem and Yodim, and people take the dorm that binds them according to the Lashem and Yodim. So the Mechaber and the Ramo assume that the issue of the yortzeit is like an Indian of an eder. That he's been fasting on the father's yahrzeit the last few years. He fasts 1 year, it's like, and he implies he wants to be mekabel as an eder to fast every year. So it's as if he had taken an eder to fast in Chodesh Ador. And now the shaila is in Lashem HaYodim, which is called Ador Stam, and which is not called Ador Stam, which is called is that called Ador HaRishon, and the second one is Ador Stam, or the second one is Ador Stam, the first one is Ador Rishon. That's what the Mechaba and the Ramo have the Machlokes. And the Ramo says, and Hilchos Tainis, and Tav Kuf Samaches, and Hilchos Tainis. Then there are more quotes from the Mari Vayel that the proper thing is to observe Yortzeit in both Mitam Sofik, which is really which is the real Ador, but it's not Mikra Adin, it's either Ador Rishon or Ador Sheni, depending on what it means in Lashem HaYodim. Comes the Vilna Gaon and he says it's all wrong. In the Chabad, the Ramah, with the Mari Vayel, it's all wrong. He says you have to observe Yortzeit in both Mikra Adin. Wasn't Mikra Adin? So he quotes our Gemara. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say over this part of that Bir Agro. He says, what are the Tanaim debating over here when you observe Kriyas HaMegillah, Matanas Lariyan, Shalachmanes, and so on, and the Suda, whether Oda Rishon or Oda Sheni? So, when is Purim? Is Purim an Oda Rishon or is Purim an Oda Sheni? The Tanoim assume that they're both Purim. Or the Rishon and the Sheni is both Purim. Right, that's the Gemara says, Lesa shel zeh bezeh, shel zeh bezeh. That if you live in the near Hamakev Eschem Moshe Shul Ben Nun and you observe all the mitzvahs on Pesvav Ador, you still also the Hesped of the Tainis on Yudalit. And if you live in a normal place where you lay the Megillah on Yudalit, it's also the Hesped of the Tainis on Pesvav. And then the Gemara says also, on Purim Kotten, in other Rishon, Yudalit and Pesvav are also the Hesped of the Tainis as well. So what it boiled down to an effect, this is Rav Soloveitchik said, but the B-Rav Ross says, if you really have 4 days Purim, this year we have 4 days Purim. Yudalit and Tezvav are the Rishon, Yudalit and Tezvav are the Sheni. The only difference is that you don't fulfill the mitzvah Sayyim, and every day, let's say Pesach is 7 days, but you don't prava Seder every day of Pesach, you only have the Seder, the Matzah, with the Mar, with the Arbukos, it's on the first night of Pesach, let's say Rosh Hashanah, you can only have Tkiyah Shoyfe Bayayim, and not Balayla, there's this Zman within Rosh Hashanah. You don't say, well, it's Rosh Hashanah all day long, so you can either blow Shoyfeh Bayayim or Balayla. No, there's a certain part of Rosh Hashanah that's good for Tkiyah Shoyfeh. So here also, we really have 4 days Purim this year. And then there's a detail, what part of these 4 days of Purim can you be Yaitzah the Mitzvah Sayyim? So the Gemara says, this verse, well, one Tana says, Ein Avir Nala Mitzvah. If it's a toss-up, whether you want to fulfill the mitzvahs in Adirishan or Adirishan, is to do an Adirishan. The other Tana says, no, Mismach Gulu Gulu Adifo. But you see from the Gemara that really both Adirishan and Adirishan, everything is Purim. Hayitoch and Hakam. Hakam both are Purim. So the Vilna Gaon says that that's the Pshat, that both is really Ador al Pidin. And Lashon many Adim is a Machlekes Rameh, Rabbi Yaisi, the Mishnah in the middle of Nadorim. What the people call Adistan. And what do people call other with the Shem Lavai? Do they call other Sheni with the Shem Lavai? Do they call other Rishon with the Shem Lavai? And which is the other stam? But Al Pidin, other Rishon is Ador, and other Sheni is both Ador. So you Dalit Ador is Purim, and Tezvav Ador is Purim. So you really have 4 days Purim? That's what he says, you see from the Gemara, that both are Ador. So he said, and the going holds that your side is not Klatinin Yine Gnumen Aneret to fast on that day in Ador. It's not Stam Aneret. What's the in of your side? So the going doesn't finish the whole story, but the Achrenim explain. They say, what's the inyan of fasting on a yahrzeit? So they say that if the father or the mother died on that day, so mustama, that's a dangerous day. That's an unlucky day. We usually say we don't believe in that. It says, loisa nachashu v'loisa yaynenu. Yaynenu means biloshen oynos man, that you're not allowed to say Friday the 13th is an unlucky day. So yeah, Friday the 13th is not an unlucky day. That's dvar b'teilu. But in the 9 days, the Gemara says it is unlucky. Chodesh, the Gemara says, Mishenichna sador, Hai ba'isod dislay dina bahadi nachri. He should go for a din tarin chodesh adar because it's a lucky season of the year. And the 9 days, Mishenichna sador, Hai ba'isod dislay dina bahadi nachri, lishtamit minay because it's an unlucky zman. Stating more, there are healthy days and there are dead days. Shabbos and Yom Tov are happier days than the rest of the year. They are. Just like the summer, winter, this fall, this spring, the different seasons of the year. So the difference man that a moment suggle for tshuva, Sarah's made tshuva is moment suggle for tshuva. And then the rest of the year, the Gemara says, there shall shan be him matzah, when is that by Sarah's made tshuva, shteta and dinazoi. The Gemara says, it's not that we don't believe that the zmanim don't play a role at all. The dvarim betelim don't play a role. Friday the 13th doesn't mean anything. But these manim are mesugal for something. So that's what the poskim say, that if a parent died on that day, so the children have to be chashish, then maybe that day is an unlucky day. Maybe there'll be a chashash sakana for them also. Maybe they'll also die. So when a person is b'eis tzara, he should fast. He should fast the tainus. So that's what a lot of poskim say, that since that day is the yom ha'yartzeit, it's a yom sakana, so that we recommend that the children should fast. So which is the day that's the unlucky day? Which is it? So let's say Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar. So Zayin Adar is the dangerous day. So which day is Zayin Adar? Is it Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? So they say both. Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. Adar Rishon is Adar and Adar Sheni. Al-Pidin is Adar. And Lashem and Yodam, people are not going to call both Adar. But the Goyim says Al-Pidin is Muchach from the Gemara, that both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are both considered Adar Al-Pidin. That's why both are considered the real Purim. So he says the Yartzeit has to be observed both in Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni mitzad Adin, not mitzad Sofei. And what the Achrayim said, that you can't be doiche someone else who wants to daven for an amid. Let's say he has a yahrzeit in Adar Rishon because his father died in Adar Rishon and the Shana Muberes. Yeah, real chiyuv. So the Achrayim say you can't be doiche him because the Ramos din of observing yahrzeit in both Adar Rishon and Shana is just the Torah Sofik, Achumre. They go and hold that it's not so. It's Mitzad Iker Adin. Because both are really considered the Yom HaSakon.
Why don't we let the Megillah according to the Gaon the first time also, the Adar Rishon?
That's what one time in the Gemara holds like that. The Gemara gives the psak not, so we hold Misma Gudel Leguf or other that to be kaveh which of the 4 days to fulfill the mitzvah. So we pick other shani. They don't think
because the simcha of the yontif takes over.
Not a lot of fasting. Not a lot of fasting. What can you do? Right, the whole word that the Vilna Goyen says from this Gemara that both are the Rishon and the Sheni are both other, and therefore both are the Yom HaSakana, both are the dangerous days, the unlucky days. That only makes sense after they changed the Luach. Originally, there was no other. There was a Chodesh Rishon, a Chodesh Sheni, a Chodesh Shlishi. So there was no, wasn't shaykh to have other Rishon and the Sheni. That was a Chodesh Shneimos, and that was a Chodesh Shloisha Asa. So there was no shaykh at all. But the Rabban HaChumash and Parshas Bo, he quotes from the Yerushalmi that Shmos Chadosh Mehelo Imoy Mibavo. They came back from Bavo, said they had a mitzvah to change the Luach. They had a mitzvah to change the Luach and to incorporate the Gulas Bavo into the Luach, just like originally Achodesh Elohim incorporated the Gulas Mitzrayim into the Luach. So it started from that time on, when they changed it and they gave Shmos Chadosh and Nisan, Nir, Sivan, Tamazov, said then the Shaila is by other, or the Rishon, or the Sheni, the Goyen claims that they're both considered other. That's the Chiddush that is only Goyen. Based on this Gemara, that after they changed the Luach, both are considered other Al Pi Din. Until then, it didn't exist. There was a Shalom of Beres, there was a Shalom Pshuta, but it wasn't called other Rishon Avisheni. It was the Chiddush HaShneimos and the Chiddush HaShlosha also. So whoever had Yahrzeit before, whoever was observing a Yahrzeit before, there's no Shaila, he observed the Yahrzeit. When did the father die? The Shalom Pshuta. So he died in the Chodesh HaShnei Masa. So of course the Yotzer is observed in other Rishon. It's in the Chodesh HaShnei Masa. There was no other Rishon.
He died at 13.
I don't know. That would be a big problem. When do you observe? No, why should he observe?
Once in 4 years.
Probably the Psaka
Ramah.
That's probably the Psaka Ramah.
Ramah probably says. But to miss a Gula, that's money that I gave to that.
Different reason.
But if not, it's sort of. But the biggest problem is that if one was born in the 13th month, when is he by mitzvah? One was born in the 13th month before he had the day.
He's by mitzvah after so many years.
Concept of money.
Stamar Shredish Nissen. Stamar Shredish Nissen. The beginning of the next year. A person always becomes a mitzvah the first day of his. No, Yotzeit is a different problem. No. Bar mitzvah, the din is the boy, the girl becomes bar mitzvah on the first day of the 13th year or the first day of the 14th year. Boy doesn't become bar mitzvah at 13. Yud Gimel v'Yamecha, goes Yamecha, the first day of the 14th year. So if he was born, let's say, in the Shana Muberes, and he becomes bar mitzvah in the Shana Muberes in Ad Sheni, let's say, and Zayin Ad Sheni he was born. And then he becomes bar mitzvah in the Shana Muberes on Zayin Ad Sheni. So Zayin Ad Sheni is the first day of the 14th year. But let's say he becomes bar mitzvah in a year where there is no other shame.
Right.
So when does he become bar mitzvah? Let's say before they change the law. So then he becomes the first day of the 14th year. Alpi Pashtus will be the first day of Nissan. Because up until then it's
the
Chodesh HaShnei
Masa. Yahrzeit would be the same thing.
I don't know. Yahrzeit, if you go with the Vilna Goyen, so Yahrzeit goes, which is the unlucky day, which is a dangerous day. So I don't know. So there's no dangerous day. So there is no dangerous day. There's no Yahrzeit.
In Ungarn.
Okay.
In Ungarn, only got a minute, I'll be able to give him ticken. die drinken de gaaien en je doet maar dat de ben op baas jongen geweest. Niet niet gezien, als je niet goed gezien in die jammer schoenen. Dat heet dat jammer schoenen.
Mishnah in the beginning of the third paragraph, I'll just mention a few more things. Mishnah in the beginning of the third paragraph mentioned HaKoreis HaMegillah Oymed V'yoshev, that it's permissible HaChachilah to lay the Megillah either B'yeshiva or B'amida. The Rambam says that that's only B'yochid. The Rambam and other Rishonim say that's only B'yochid, but the Balkori who laying the Tzibur is required HaChachilah to stand and cover that Tzibur. But the rest of the Tzibur doesn't even have a thing of HaChachilah that they should stand. There's no requirement even HaChachilah. He stands when they cover that Tzibur. But the Tzibur doesn't have to stand at all. It's not like Kriyas HaTorah. That the Maharam Rutenberg had a chumrah, also not mikra, then he had a chumrah to stand. Right, but it's not by Kriyas HaMegillah, there isn't even a din l'chatchila like that. That's why there's a machlokes in Achreinim regarding the bracha. The Mogen Avraham is Simen Ches, and Hilchos Tzitzis says a klal, that whenever you say Brichas HaMitzvah, you always have to stand. And then he has a few kashas, it says, Elisha Yoshev is Vikoytza Chalotza, the Mishnah and Chala says, a woman can sit and knead the dough, and B'machish Chala will say the bracha while she's sitting. So the Magen Avraham has a kash on that. Isn't it a Birchas HaMitzvah? So he gives a terrorist and a few other kashes.
What about
based on that?
I see people put on
film.
Unless you have a special reason, what? Let's say a Birchas HaNenin. You have to say while you're sitting. So the Kiddush also has to have a Birchas HaNenin in it. So you really should say the Birchas HaNenin, you should say sitting, because it's unhealthy to eat the food standing. The Gemara says in Gittin. The Gemara doesn't say get fat legs. That's what Bible is reminding. The Gemara just says that it's unhealthy to eat food, to eat or to drink standing. Even to eat the food or drink the food sitting and then run away right away, it's also unhealthy. The Gemara says healthy is to sit and eat and then to continue to sit for a few moments after you finish eating. So then the post can say if you sit the time that it takes you to bench, then it's healthy, then you can run away right. If you sit the whole time it takes to say the bracha, okay. So here there's a machlekes, in Shulchan Aruch. Hayoi said the Kriyas HaMegillah is permissible hatchil even be yeshiva, so what about the bracha on Kriyas HaMegillah? So the Mishnah Brura and Hilchas Purim quotes from the Machta Shekhar, even though the whole Tzibur is going to sit for the Kriyas HaMegillah, but the proper thing is that they should stand when the Chazan says the brachas on Mikra Megillah and Shosan Nisim Shechyanu. The proper thing is that everybody should stand because of that Magen Avraham Simeches, that all brachas should be recited by Amida. The Pnei Yeshua on the Daf over here disagrees with that Machta Shekhar. He knows that it's wrong. He knows that the only time you have to stand for a bracha of a mitzvah is if the mitzvah itself should be done by midah. So whatever position the mitzvah should be done in, that's the position the bracha should be recited. Yes. Just like the mitzvah should be done by midah, so the bracha should also be done by midah. Let's say the Tilos Lulav, or at Kiyas Shofar, or Sfira Soima. So the Rosh quotes from the Gaon that these mitzvahs, Bakoma, Bakoima, Zereshav, Zahol, Arichas, these mitzvahs should be done by midah. So not only should the Asiyas HaMitzvah be done by midah, the reciting of the bracha should also be done by midah. But the Pnei Yeshua time is by Kriyas HaMegillah that it says B'Fevish in the Mishnah, Kriyas HaMegillah, Oymed V'yoshev, that it's permissible L'Hatchila to hear the Kriyas HaMegillah sitting down, you don't even have to stand L'Hatchila. The time is it doesn't make any sense that you should have to stand up for the bracha. I remember years ago, before the Mishnah Berurah was so popular, I remember davening in a lot of shuls where everybody sat down for the bracha. Now
I remember in Europe. In Europe, what?
They sat for the bracha. I don't remember in Europe. I was never there on Purim. But what about Kriyas HaMegillah? They stood for the bracha and Kriyas HaMegillah. For the whole time for Kriyas HaMegillah. For Kriyas HaMegillah. It's Gegen the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says there isn't any Hidur at all. Only by Kriyas HaTorah, the Maharam Rutenberg had a private meeting to stand because it's like Maimon HaSinah. Because Kriyas HaTorah is supposed to be a reliving of Maimon HaSinah. That's how they reshaped it. Okay. That was in the Azor, as Ananda Maharaj. It has to be Bami. Yeah. No, but here stayed the fairies that Kriyas HaMegillah can be Bishishi. So stayed the fairies.
What about Kriyas HaTorah said that he is to be Bishishi?
Yeah, they sat for the bracha. I'll be pastors. Yeah.
Even he only they have a meeting now that the Megillah in Keres where the Shvir Tzibur or about Kurdah has to make it like an in Keres.
But they do it also. The private people do it also.
Yeah. No, that's only Shulchan Aruch Bet Nah. The meaning to open up the whole Megill is only for the Chaz Mahu Bet. No, the Yotzi, I mean... The Gemara in Pesachim Adav Samacheres has a Kpeda on the Sudas Purim. The Gemara says one of the Amram used to fast all year long, with the two exceptions of Purim and Shavuos. Purim and Shavuos, the Gemara says. So it's mashma a little bit from the Gemara. I mean, Purim and Shavuos. What about Shabbos? What about Yom Tov? That's another Gemara. This Gemara doesn't mention. This Gemara just says Shavuos and Purim. So it's mashma from the Gemara that he fasted on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. What's going on? Why did he fast? There's a question of why. The tainus halayim, or he enjoyed fasting
more
than he enjoyed more fasting than eating. That's what says the Shulchan Aruch, that a person who's so used to fasting tainusim, who enjoys fasting better than he enjoys eating, so his einik Shabbos he fulfills by fasting. What about Yom Tov? Yom Tov doesn't say beferish on the Shulchan Aruch, that's a machlekes achrayim, the Maharil and others, whether that then applies to Yom Tov as well. Because on Shabbos it's only a mitzvah vaynik. No, Pesach night is zichas to eat. No, that's not a question of vaynik, right. But you only have a mitzvah vaynik, Shabbos or Simchas Yom Tov, so that's what we pass on, that's judged subjectively. That if you don't enjoy eating meat, that you don't enjoy eating period, you enjoy fasting better, so the person is on a diet and he's going to have aggravation if he's going to eat, or it's unhealthy for him. So zava mishtesi. But on Pesach night, he has to eat, unless he's going to get sick. If he's going to get sick from eating and from drinking, because if eating matzah marza, he's not mechuyev to do the mitzvah. So he's not going to get sick, just that he doesn't enjoy it. So that's not a question of Simchas Yom Tov, it's not a question of Avoinek Shabbat, it's a dinner v'achila, mitzvah s'achila. So he has to eat korban Pesach, whether he likes it or not, Pesach, matzah, marza, because he has to eat whether he likes it or not. But on Pesach in the daytime, what about eating or fasting Pesach in the daytime, Shabbos and Yom Tov? So that's a mitzvah of oinig and a mitzvah of simch. So whoever doesn't enjoy it should not. But on Shavuos and on Purim, that's what the Gemara says, that even if one is on a diet and he would rather fast than eat, or he enjoys fasting more than he enjoys eating, whatever, unless it's unhealthy for him, unless the doctor says he's going to get sick if he eats, then he's not going to do a mitzvah. But if he's not going to get sick, that's the shayla he would prefer, he would enjoy more fasting than eating. So then the Gemara says that such a person should eat on these 2 days on the year.
But except Shavuos, everybody holds that you can eat as much as you want.
That's a million bad.
The same thing, and Purim like Shavuos,
right?
That's
The Rambam says in the Yara Chazaka that the Sudas Purim should be boss of a yain. It should be able to cover the Kesura boss of a yain. And the yain should be Adilayada bin Araham al Barak Matcha. That's what the Biskarov said based on that Raman. That you see, Stam, if you drink on Purim, Shalay Bishas Hasudi, you're not Yotze. Adilayada. The mitzvah of Adilayada is in the Suda. The Suda should consist of Basav Yain, should be a Suda Hashuvan. The yain should be a lot of yain. Adilayada. The Raman says Adilayada just means he should drink Yotze Mili Mudoi, and he should become drowsy and take a nap. That's what the Raman says. No more quotes from the Raman.
Adilayada is a pismin, you know.
Nobody has to bench. He has to bench. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a machloikis. If the person had the suda on Purim and he benches after Balayla Mitzvah Purim, does he say Alan Nisimanat? Elohatchila, it says that it's not proper to get involved in the Shaila. So the best thing really is to finish the whole Suda before Shki and to bench and say Alan Nisim Ebo Yom, and then to take a nap. And if the person is not able to bench before, so then it says, we pass Kamikar Adin that you go Basa Hascholas Hasuda, that since Hascholas Hasuda was by Yom, so you say Alan Nisim even by Laila. But it's not really right, Lachatchila is not proper to get it wrong.
Mean
Rosh Chodesh is on Matzoi Shabbos, you mean?
No, Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos. And I washed when
I'm first year.
But I'm going to bench, it's going to be dark. So you eat them, you tell them a little bit later on, so you should start
this. Why?
No, you need it. Matzoi Shabbos. Shabbos is the Shchedim. You have those red letters, so you say both Yalav and Yavarit
right.
Say.
The same, but the Sunday. But the Sunday appears
the
other
way over. Right.
It's very good to
say. Should really bench people. It's very good to say. And if you didn't, then we're passing the Rebasa Haskalos on the day. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should avoid it. You should avoid it. I remember many years ago, in the summertime, we daven on Erev Rosh Chodesh. We daven, or it's Rosh Chodesh, I forgot, we daven Mincha early. And then we sat down to eat around half an hour before, 20 minutes before the Shkia. We washed and we were eating. And then we were going to eat for a while and then bench after the Shkia. So Rav Soloveitchik's mother was there. So she was sitting around. It was on a weekday. It was on a weekday. And we daven Mincha the Tzibah before. Then we were going to eat the Shkia time. So she started screaming at us. Right. Yiddish, she started saying, you don't know what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that there's a machlekes, but they say Yalav Yavoy or not. They go about Tchilas Asura, Sof Asura, so how do you get involved in a Sofek? It says in the Chus Purim that you're not supposed to get involved in this machlekes, in this Sofek. But they go about Tchilas Asura, Sof Asura. So he said, you should begin and finish the whole Suda on Purim, and bench up and say Alan Nisim, and they both Yav, not to get involved. And the Yevit, if the person didn't, so then it says, we pass him that you go about Tchilas Asura, but you still say Alan Nisim. But not, Lachat Chila. Then the Magen Avraham has a machlokes. What if the person forgot to say Alan Nisim in the Sudas Purim? Does he have to bench over or not? So the Magen Avraham says that the machlokes l'chor depends on another machlokes. He's guessing. Whether the Sudas Purim requires pas. If you have to have bread in order to be able to Sudas Purim, then you have to bench. Because our Muslim says you have to bench and you have to say Alan Nisim. If you left that Alan Nisim, then you're not Yotze. But if you could have been Yotze Sudas Purim without eating pas, and you didn't even have to. You wouldn't have had to bench in the first place. You could have said bar nefasha. So even if you happen to have bread and you have to bench, then the Alan Nisim will not be miyakev. That's what the Magen Avraham says. You have a fancy meal, bus of the yain. You have a hashulchan time is like that. There's no havamini. He says no one holds that you eat a suda spoon without pas. Avadi need pas. And the still a machlek is whether the Alan Nisim is miyakev, and he thinks that it's not miyakev. The Aruch HaShulchan is naive to say that the Alan Nisim is not Miyakiv and the Pas is Miyakiv. He thinks that the Aruch HaShulchan's Taliyah is not correct. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Magen Avraham's Taliyah. Magen Avraham says that there's a Machlekes HaFarim where the Alan Nisim is Miyakiv and benching on Purim for the Suras Purim. And he says that this depends on the Shaila at Kloddi need Pas. And the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that it's not right. He's Zichah do need Pas. And he tainis, he's Zichah are Yotze without the Alan Nisim. He says that it's not Miyakiv here.
If you don't doubt, then the Alan Nisim definitely doesn't.
No, Alan Nisim stayed Yen, you know.
Yeah.
No, but the Gemara says in Bama Madlikin that Alan Nisim, you don't have to daven over Shmon Esri for. You only have to repeat Shmon Esri and a Yom Sheyesh Bekor B'Mutzav. Like Chalamoid or Yontif or Shchodesh, yeah, Yalav Yal, except for Shchodesh Balayla, not because they're catching Shchodesh Balayla. But otherwise, aside from that time, a Yom Sheyesh Bekor B'Mutzav, you have to daven over if you left out the Haskar, but if you left out Aneinu, on a tainus, he left that Alan Nisim on Chanukah Purim. He left that Nachem on Tisha B'Av. So the Brisa says that the sector that the Gemara quotes in Bama Madlikin says you don't have to daven off. Only Yom Sheyesh B'Kor B'Musaf. But Mashenikin L'Gabi benching, there the Paschim says it's a different klal. Different, that doesn't depend on Yom Sheyesh B'Kor B'Musaf. It's a different halacha. Not right. It's not right. The Vilna Gaon says there by Shabbat there's an added reason why it makes sense that you can save it. Say because you moisiv mechoil ala kodesh. It's not tosefes on Rosh Chodesh. It's not tosefes on Chanukah and Purim. On Shabbat there's an added reason since you moisiv mechoil ala kodesh. It still is Shabbos. Even if you go basa gemar asura basa benching, it's still save it. Say, but it's still a machlokes. Not everybody holds like the Gro. The Rishonim had a machlokes. Can you save it? Say. If you ate the suda on Shabbos and you're benching after Shabbos, really, lechatchila, you should avoid that too. It's not that practice, also not right. We pass the halacha that you do save it. That's all.
You have to start before.
But lechatchila, the proper thing is to bench before the shkia also, in order to avoid the machlokes of it. Says. The Shulchan Aruch says we pass when you go by the Tchilas HaSuda. Then the Gro says that with Frat Shabbos and Yom Tov that you're Moisei Mechoel Al HaKodesh, so even the Shabbos benching is still Shabbos. You are Moisei Mechoel, so it's still Shabbos now. I'm kind of get poor, and he can't be mice in the high lot. Is that very good? In order to avoid it, I like it.
Wieso is water the din als fratig is er scheide is in mensen zimme da von so zimme na zeige im heit tun es sie da doch doch patrok sie die schabes in so scheide is in mir gemar is hak bei den da von zug mer ja so als fratig is er scheide is ich hab ja wat fein am heit tun es sie frat von na heit tun sie mal zeige da mit da mit sehr fratier in mir heit tun es sie da auch fratig hier. Wieso is it about the as
as what happened? The gate was a thriller.
Was a thriller. Darf nie also.
Ja.
Er is ook een jaren weer en ook dat zei. Dat zei ik hebben ze niet kan niet kan het gooien. Is een jaren weer we praten met dit
soort. Is meeste met hele alle keuze. Die gaan schaven zo.
Ja, daar voor jou zijn.
Is dat same as a commentary going in the midst of
something. Maar de chimnes, maar de chimnes zou je daar staan. Dan de maat de chimnes zou
dan. Nou, dat is
toch niet heel erg. Nou, maar dat is goed.
Is dat same as a comment in his Rosh Hashanah? Why is it that the Chachamim were misaken the Davke and Mitzvah of Shalachmanis, Matanis Lavyenin, and Asuras Purim to have a lot of people, a lot of Reus, Yedidus, and Avo, and Achreps, and Purim, more so than on the other Yom Tov? So he claims that the Tam is the following, that the Gemara says in Shabbos that Purim was the second Kabbalah Zatayr. Kilo the Kiblu, Kilo Mashi Kiblu Tvarim. That's in fact what you mentioned, the Goinim had a Gersin, the Gemara, and Sohim, and Afsamaches, that Hakon Moedim Batzeres, and she was Viran Amilachem, Yom Shinitim Batera, and Hakon Moedim on Purim also, because it's also Yom Shinitim Batera, because of Kino Vikiblu. That Purim is also a day of Kabbalah Sater. By Kabbalah Sater, the pasuk says, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hahar, Lashon Yochid, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hahar, Kilei Vechod, Kiish Echod, Vilei Vechod, that there was an Achdus of Klal Yisrael, because the Torah was not given to the Yechidim. The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael as a nation. That's why there is such a oynish chomer for one is Purim midarki atzibur. Let's say the tzibur is guys a tainer, so they have an annual dinner or whatever. They have a function. The tzibur has a function, and this fellow doesn't go along with the tzibur. He observes all the tayag mitzvahs, but he's Purim midarki atzibur. He doesn't follow the minhagi atzibur. So the rishonim and achronim have based on gemaras. They say this misa b'day shemayim. There's all kinds of serious onshin. One is Purim midarki atzibur. What did he do? What avera did he do? The avera is that he's breaking himself off from the whole Torah. The Torah wasn't given to Yochid. The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael as a tzibur, and that's why there's a chiyuv mutal al kol Yochid v'Yochid to be mitzdarif. He has to join part of the tzibur, unless the tzibur is not a frum tzibur. So then he has no brayer. That's not a tzibur. But if it's a frum tzibur, then he has to join the tzibur and go along with them. So because Purim is supposed to be the day of celebration of Yom Shnitzin by Torah, and in order to be mekabel Torah, you had to have a yichan lashon Yochid ki shechet b'lev echad. You had to have a tzibur of Klal Yisrael together. So that's why the Chachamim were misakin, the Shechem Sekdela were misakin, that our Purim, we should have a Sudas Purim having a lot of people over, not to have your wife and your children, to have some outsiders. That's the whole mitzvah of Shalachmanis. To have Dafke to be Meshat of outsiders in your Suda, Ematanislav Yainim, and so on, to have Yedidus and Achman Reyus, to have a Tziruf of the Tzibu together, to enable us to have this new Kabbalah Satan. Should that be Zeichah?